Honestly, me, there's nothing you can convince me to tell me that men don't feel some type of way about successful women.
Zizi, just answer the question. Are you looking for the next one? Because that's you on easy. Like, you are looking at it.
Mm.
So everyone used to feel like I have to have a foreign accent for me to make it.
Mm.
So I always say that that's one of the most beautiful things the Mongai Eves did. Mongai Eve and I'll give Lynn. Because they came with very Kenyan accents, yes?
Yes.
Professor Hawenta Masha Band used to shut that place down. Like,
damn.
He is so such Professor, a brilliant performer.
So Professor Hamu is what? Is a Jamie Foxx?
Ikonene.
Episode 560. Tukusema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Na leo tuko na Nyokafi Masharia.
Yes.
And yo jina B unibamba sana na Kisapere. Because how B turns into F, I'm like, what the F?
So like, what the
Yeah. So, of course, waseka mimi nikuwa nafa kukuintroduce as Nyokabi.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard you saying Nyokafi.
Right.
So I was like, let me go with that. And Kikuyu, whatever. Kwa nini you replace B na F? Have you ever gone
honestly,
to the history of that?
I haven't gone to the history of it.
Mm.
But I remember when I was nikiwa mdogo, obviously nilikuwa nasema Nyokabi, alafu you know you get to that point where we were all decolonized and we
yes.
all wanted to say our names right, and then I find out, okay, it's like Kafura. It's written with a B but pronounced as an F, so I was
yes.
like, okay, no, you have to say it with an F, but I haven't chunguzad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Alafu of course, yes, kwa CV yako I should put actress at the top. Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes. And then after actress, should I put influencer or my media personality?
Wow, that's a good one. Honestly,
hata
sijui. Niko na director, niko na co-founder of Film and Theater Company.
Yeah.
We also have Nyokafika Radio online.
Mm.
Performing artist, I guess, encapsulates
yes,
all of those things.
That gets the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And one of the best concepts in Shah checking your NCR, Nyokafika Radio.
Yes.
How did this come up?
Do you know, it was so random. Mm. There was a time I was literally going for auditions and I'm always listening to music in my car and I'm just a fan of music generally.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can sing.
Thank
Damn.
You. Yes, I can. So as on my way there, I just like switch on my phone and I'm like, hello, how y'all doing? This is Nyokafika Radio. And it was just one of those random videos.
Mm.
And I remember the song that I was listening to was Ben Soul and Azawi and Elijah Kitaka.
Mm.
I forget the song, but I'll tell you guys to just put it on there.
Mm.
And people on my stories were like, oh my God, this is so fun. Put it on the timeline. I was like, really? Okay. Mm. And then I put it on the timeline and people just were vibing to it. And I was like, oh, is this a thing?
Mm.
And then kidogo, I was like, okay, let me post every other week.
Mm.
And then I'd see how people would react. And then I was like, okay, let me post now every week. And that's how it became a thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, this is your copyright at Weziaka there. Unless it's your rendition.
Rendition.
Without a beat.
I have my song coming up soon. So, yeah. Munezaeka yo.
Yeah, because ulisama una plan ku like launch your
music career. Yes.
But before that, I have to rewind kidogo.
Yes.
Born and raised in Nakuru.
Yes.
I'm a Naikuru.
Nax Vegas. So, Nax Vegas muko in the house. Yeah.
Kwa nini watu itaga Naikuru? Kwa sasa kitu. Kulikuwa kana ai, sindio kuna tusema Naikuru. Ni usapere nyu sema Naikuru.
Kisapere utasema Naikuru.
Yeah, ni usapere tu honestly.
Kwa sasa jasa si ujaka Nairobi na kwaga?
Narobi.
Narobi.
Oh, you dropped the I.
We dropped the I.
Oh, okay.
Narobi.
Okay.
Kwa Narobi.
But I think it's a form of ownership, ni kama unatry ku colonize an area. Like,
come
this
on.
Is my zone, nitaita tu vile nataka.
Yeah,
kama
Naikuru.
Here, wasapere wengine wakisema Nyairofi, nya.
Yeah.
Kwa like,
what is that?
Yeah,
you learned
so
that from Nyanyanya.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So,
Naikuru.
Yeah, so Nakuru, mluko, family of?
There's two girls and then my dad and mom.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh,
at least that we know of.
Mm. Okay.
You know, in this world, you never know. So, yeah.
Matikilo mabuda weke lewa noma. So, you went the first born, second born?
Last born, second born.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. So, how's that? Like, growing up as two girls?
I think we had a decent relationship with my sister.
Mm.
And then, you know, as a last born, honestly, last borns, we eat good, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
I feel like even when you look at the dynamic of the relationship between my mom and my sister and me and her, you can tell with the firstborn, and then she was a teacher.
Yes.
So very disciplinarian and stuff like that. So even her dynamic with my sister was very much like, ukikuja nyumbani, lazima ufanye homework, alafu washe hii, alafu unini. It's a very, you know, parent-child kind of thing. Whereas myself and her, we have a little bit, and at the time she was a consultant, so she was working a lot with high school students, and I was in high school at the time. And that's when people started discovering traits of the millennials, which is usishautie millennials. You know, we see Gen Z's and it's like we had the same characteristics but like a level down. And so this is when she starts learning, oh, with teenagers, this thing of imposing your rule on them doesn't really work. And so she was very much more softer and friendlier with me. So, yeah, but all in all, we are two very loud girls.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Now, relationship now, your dad?
Me and my dad are very, my dad is a very funny man, very sarcastic as well. So I get my sarcasm from him.
Yeah.
And, him and I are very, I don't know, I feel like growing older is when we've sort of understood. Because I think as a child, you only see your parent as a provider, you only see them as an object to your, like, not an object, but you don't see them as a human being.
Yeah.
They are there to fulfill a need, whether it's provider, whether it's protector, all of those things. But then I think having grown older, I think we've understood each other better.
Yes.
And we are kind of like, now we really vibe with each other because he's also very much into history topics.
Oh, okay.
And I really enjoy learning about things that happened in history and that kind of thing.
And because I think in some kind of way, most dads lose their daughters, lose in quotes, around the teenage time.
Yeah.
So how strict was your father? And do you understand why some fathers lose their daughters around that time?
Yeah. Oof, that's an interesting question. Damn. My dad was not a strict dad.
Okay.
In fact, he's a very happy-go-lucky kind of person. Like, especially because now my mom was very, you know, disciplinarian type. My dad was the one, I remember even when I was going to do my KCP, he told me, unajua ukianguka, wewe bado ni wangu. Ukipita, bado wewe ni wangu. So, hakuna. So, so my mom is like, girl, you better, girl, you better come back with good grades, okay? And even, I remember he's the one who taught me driving and he's always insisting on like, you need to learn how to drive. So literally, my sister was taught how to drive when she was in class 8. And me nilikuwa mwogaoga. I dropped out of driving school like 3 times, you guys. It's insane. Like, but my dad was very insistent on, you must know how to drive. I remember he took me to Nanyuki one time and it's like one of those big Pajeros and you're just like, this is overwhelming me. It is exhausting. But he was such a gentle teacher, which is interesting because my mom is the one who was like, she's the teacher and everything. But my dad is very much like, usijali, gonga, gonga sande usikie iko sawa. My mom is like, utagonga, kaiwe, wacha, wacha, wacha. My dad is like, ukigonga sande unajua sasa umejua kulearn how to drive. So, yeah, but we did have our rocky moments as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, rocky moments ilikuwa ni?
Eh, hey.
We are girl dads, yes?
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mine is a preteen. Wake bado iko much, much younger.
Okay.
And with that, I always know that. And it's a scary moment because I know that in like 3 years' time, she'll be somewhere giggling.
Yeah.
Shaking. The way life comes at you fast. And this is a nimtoi ni mwana kiwa small sana. So, kuna ile design sasa, you start fearing. And I think for us as men, we fear because we know men. And by even we know men, we mean we know teenage boys. And to me, a teenage boy is a dangerous creature. That's just a creature that kichwa yake ukiangalia tu ni brain. Unajua vile brain uchorwa hivi alafu unaona tia brain ya politician wa Kenya is a big chunk written corruption.
Mm.
Brain ya the teenage boy, it's just sex infested. A teenage boy does not have the capacity ya kulove, but a teenage girl does not understand that. Tukia teenage boys, like, it's crazy. I don't know if it's an evolutionary thing.
Yeah.
It's like possession.
It's like possession. You are possessed. Like, full time unafikiria tu jiangono. So, ukionaga any toy, teenage boy aki cross barabara, you are 90% of brain. The other
10%. Ni gono
tu. Yeah. The other 10% kuna education, kuna everything else.
And then gono.
Yes. So, there's that. That's the thing that scares us. But, because, of course, your kid has to date other kids. But, you has to unataka I interact with other small kids.
Yes. Yeah. I was having an interaction with a grade 9 girl when I then came a grade 10. She was quite open about even she told me, you know, I have a boyfriend.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, okay. So I was just catching up because nilimuona kuwa mdogo.
Right.
And niambia, me have a girl, I have a boyfriend. Mm. Like, what do? We go out na nini?
Mm.
And this is yako high school apo. Sana kaangalia they're like, does your mom? Yeah, they know. They're like, hey, yeah, times have changed.
You guys wouldn't allow your kids.
I'll allow as long as niko kwa the vicinity. There's no funny business. I have to talk to the dude. Like, but make sure niwe tumwa daughter yangu kubai kitu.
Yeah.
Alafu na baki ni hora ya.
But where is the trust? Do you not think that you've empowered her enough information for her to know what is good and bad for her?
Maybe we'll come to that. So watch it was an
Rocky moment.
Yes, watch it was an your Rocky moment. Alafu we'll come back to your scaman memo.
Man, our Rocky moments. Which ones would I say?
Was it boy flani ama
teenage
who are rude, semi rude, where you're bordering on rudeness and it's not rudeness?
Yeah. I think me, I'm very strong headed. Mini kichwa ngumu. To be honest. And my dad is very much, not traditional. I would say traditional, but also, so kulikuwa na hiyo collision of me, this is what I believe in. So where itabidi umejipanga, in terms of where itabidi umejiadjust. So we collided a lot on ideals, on the fact that I want to dress a certain way. And my dad feels like, mtoto wangu anaenda aje hivyo, you know. But I was very much like, hey, me, I love fashion. Me, I want to express myself in a certain way.
Mm.
And so it's those teenage things and girl things that you're like, I want to make my own choices.
Oh, okay. Okay, because you know, that dressing partner, you're ni shida.
Yeah.
At some point. Therefore, I think with us as men in Akwaga, it's always tagged to other men. Like our fears for our daughters.
Yeah.
It's because of our experience as men.
Yeah.
So with your kitu unasema, like, I don't think manini nimemu empower enough.
Yeah.
I'd say the internet has changed everything.
Right.
So me as the dad, I might empower my daughter and tell her boys are not to be trusted.
Mm.
Then ataenda online about other girls now telling her, enjoy your youth, have a whole face. You know all that bullshit that is online.
Yeah.
So these are the things now you are afraid of. Because as a girl dad, you don't want your daughter to have a whole face because it looks like something simple, but it might come with mental.
Because
boys, the minute that they know them, I have a whole face, they'll treat her without respect. I think literally, boys, the ones who've been raised well, in quotes, so treat them will energy treat. So if you feel like you respect yourself, tutaku respect. If you feel kama how you respect, disrespect does not mean that I'm going to kuhit ama what, but it's going to be like, oh, okay. So, westa kuona tena. Let me just, I don't have to be nice to you. I just have to stay and come chilling with another boy. And with time, I feel like that can mess up with a girl's head where she'll never know who likes her and who doesn't like her. So that's why we feel like we need to protect them from that side of men. Acheki. So you want to hold on to her for as long as possible before kum release to the ugly world. But at some point, you have to release her to the ugly world for her to figure out.
Right. Mm. Mm. Right.
Talking about ugly world, there's this instance nilikuwa na a European friend. So tulipata na coast, then went back to Europe. Sai time ingine akarudi na his kids. I think the boy was maybe 20, the girl was 15. So aniambia ni aje tuko tao, tuko hoteli fulani, kuja tuchukue, was supposed to go out. Sasa sisi wote. So I'm saying nika niko namchukue like my dad. So nafika hapo aniambia, "See, we smoke a bit." Of course, weed. Do you know who's rolling?
Oh, the daughter.
The daughter. Daughter ni alikuwa na sana ifa kwa hivyo anaambia hurry up. So you appear me, I'm there, you know, waiting for the blunt to be passed. Me niko familia gani.
But,
so
but
the son was
smoke like ini.
Ati?
That was smoke. 15.
Tiana smoke.
At 15?
You guy.
That's 15. Bad, man.
You guy alikuwa tu hivi anachoma. I think 15, 16, but she was, yeah, she was not 18.
Europe is
she
weird.
Was, she was not 18.
Mm.
So I'm there, me niko na maswali mingi. Nangoja tu, tuwajo tu na umudani muliza maswali mbili tatu. Kwa likuwa ameniambia tafuta kitu ya kugrind kama hizi ma nini garlic. Kwa likuwa ameniambia, you know the last time uliniletea ilikuwa na big particles, so akaniletea na akanigift au kitu yeye aliniletea, sasa now to be grinding my weed smoother. Me, I'm not a weed head or something. So after ya nini daughter yake ended downstairs, nikamuliza, eh, kwani you guys uko chill sana na daughter yako? Kaniambia yes, yeah. So of course yeye ameachana na mother yake, they're living separately. Aniambia yeye ako more close na daughter yake. Son yake alikuwa anambia maybe they're not that close.
Kaniambia because sons always side with mothers somehow.
Yes. No, I think she was 17. So ndio akaniambia when she was 15, when she broke her virginity, she came and told him.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Me, I think that's let me ask you guys.
And they were, as in, hakuna any ratchet thing niliona na udem. Bondia ilikuwa tu sawa. They were so close. Sikusikia
waki-argue.
So, like, your time nikasema, sasa, culture.
But it's Europe. Europe is weird.
Yeah.
So, want to listen?
Me, I just wanted to say, I think that closeness, I wish I had that with my dad, to be honest. Yes. Like, it's so important because you realize that's the, if you're friends with your daughter, if you don't make things awkward between you and your daughter, like, your daughter should be comfortable enough to tell you, dad, go and buy me pads, or dad, go and buy me tampons. Don't make it a thing of like, where pana unajua according to our customs and stuff.
You any bullshit?
Because at the end of the day, that is your child. It's not, there shouldn't, traditional things should not come in between you and, you know, your blood.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we lose connect. I think
I think we lose connect more on girl likes boy. Because the girl likes boy part is where girls, I'm sure as a teenage girl, you genuinely believe that boy liked you, just liked you for you. Ama?
Of course, and you're watching all types of movies, you're like, yes, woohoo. You know, you're there watching, what are those ninis? I forget, One Tree Hill. You're like, yeah, that's going to be me and my boo, you know? Yeah, and there's all of these ideas about what a relationship should be like. However, I'll say, at the time, I don't think you're thinking of sex.
It's because you're a teenage girl.
Exactly. Thinking, you're just thinking love, and we'll kiss under the tree and we'll be a cute couple. And I feel like sex comes later, and I guess with all this exposure of what's going on as well.
Because sasa sisi as boys tunatafuta tu opportunity. That's why, like, if a boy is kissing a girl,
yeah,
anakuaga hivyo ata kiss alafu anze kumove mkono.
Anze kutafakaa.
Ina gongwa. You see? So that's the difference, and that's what now as dads tuko really scared for our daughters, because what happens if your daughter is like, you know what, it's not bad, let me just experiment. And this experimenting moment can end up being life-changing. Understand?
Yeah.
For a boy, people will say it's life-changing, but it's not. A 15-year-old boy can, and is a ruka mimba, naendele na life yake, and can't even forget about that experience. A 15-year-old girl if it ends up like she's pregnant, it's a lifetime commitment. Na cheki, there's a certain song mupenda sana. It's an underground rapper, and it was the cool thing to do. It's a song a rapper wrote for his niece, and it's very interesting. Because in a kwaga, like they're having a conversation. It's such a beautiful song. Najua, Stuko is a rap.
Not to really. Be honest, not so yeah. much.
But
yes.
He is a fresh. It's called the cool thing to do.
Yeah.
So in a kwaga, it seems like the cool thing to do. So talks to the niece. Alafu namwambia, one of the things namwambia gani? I know right now you're tired, but soon if you get a kid, you won't be tired. Mommy can never be tired. Nachiki, oh. You'll have to change the diapers. You'll have to do what. You'll have to do what. So in a kwaga, about the consequences for a little girl. And the consequences for a little boy, we might want to make them look equal, but they're not.
Yeah, but
one
I think
is life
also,
changing; the other yeah. is. Yeah,
and with I guess if you've created a relationship and environment that where your kid is comfortable enough to even share these things with you,
yeah.
then you would essentially be their first point of contact if they even want to experiment something. Come on, we yes. break barrier to a point where they're like, okay, dad, there's this person who was you, what do you think about it? And I think that's one of the ways now you can be able to make sure that your kid is always feels like they're in a safe environment, or they are aware when they are not in a okay. safe environment. Yeah
Okay, so with that, I think before to kusunataka badaya patubongejia what is it called, I want us to talk about art in general, yes,
yeah.
and the performances kuna chiki ulikuwa kwa too early for birds, yes, too early yes. for birds majuzi tulikuwa na nani kuna Gathoni na pia tulikuwa na nani tena, who else did we too early for birds, who else, jina imenipotelea.
Okay,
but tukikome back to nini now, as we talk about this, there was a video that was trending last week. I don't know if do you watch podcasts, Damaju?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of a podcast called Flagrant?
No.
No. But yes, so Flagrant has two hosts, yes? So there's a host called Akash Singh.
Okay.
Akash Singh, so I guess ni which race?
Asian?
Yes. And then there's another one called Andrew Scholes.
Okay.
So, but they're based in America.
Yeah.
So the wife of Akash Singh started a podcast. And this podcast has people talking about, well, what we watched two episodes, and they're busy telling Akash to divorce his wife.
Okay.
So, sisi as men, tukisikia hivyo, we understand. But I don't know if as a girl, one is understand. So, I want to play you some few clips from that show. And to tell me if a wife akiwa kwa podcast yuko allowed kusema hivi, are we being sexist and misogynist ama and not letting women explore? But here the I don't know what they were discussing here, but nataka usikize.
Priya, would y'all ever have an orgy together with your husbands?
Priya, I'm actively trying to have an orgy because this couple is so fucking good looking, and you haven't seen Nav yet, but wait till you fucking see him. His body goes crazy. His face card always slays, never declines. And it's kind of weird because I'm talking about your husband.
No, I kind of love it. But I'm like, us four? Maybe.
I just know that Nav's dick is like at least 10 inches.
You would only be down for an orgy if we did it.
Or it's thick. It's thick.
I'd only been down for an orgy if we do it.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Do you think she disrespected her husband? So the husband is in the background.
Yeah.
Seated with the other husband of the other co-host.
Yeah.
So wako kwa background, and she's saying this about that dude. Do you think it's disrespectful to the husband in any way? I think as a modern woman.
Yeah.
Because I want us to have this, we are in the modern world.
First, I think every relationship has such a different dynamic. We don't even know how these guys relate. Like, I think there has to be a little bit of context of how they relate, because maybe that's their banter. Maybe that's a banter that they'll usually... I don't know if you've seen these couples where they're like, ah, unil sham divorce. By the way, my hubs, what's up? What's going on? So I think there's also a lot of... This is what... 3 up to 40 seconds of a clip.
Tutendelea.
It's 40 seconds of a clip. And... We missi jui nini unafanyaga na bibi yako. Like, sijui nini relate aje. Sijui kama nini kuambiana love you. It's kuna wenye, they don't prefer PDA, but my God, behind closed doors, those people love on each other like we've never seen before.
Yeah.
Whereas, there are people who here, they shout about their husbands and wives, lakini behind closed doors, they have the worst relationship ever. Mm. And so I think I can't even make an opinion based off of this because I don't know how it is that they relate. So me kama wana relating you, I mean, hey, listen, because I don't even know the husband. Maybe the husband says worse things in his podcast.
The husband is a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And for a very long time, alikuwa anaambia watu, I don't know why he felt like he needed to say it, but he's a staunch Muslim. So he used to tell people he's marrying a virgin girl.
Right.
And her girl is not experienced sexually. They are going to explore each other on that night. He used to talk a lot of shit. So that was for some context. So wacha nikucheze the next clip. Eh?
Okay.
And yeah. Mwachikita saizi sitaki opinion ya Ian. Kuzi ya netakuja na masajoni yake. Ian netaka ikuwe truly a feminine nini. Okay.
And I made the dumb mistake of letting him sleep over. Like not really wanting to fucking hook up. And I like woke up in the morning and like my asshole was a little sore.
Oh my God.
And I remembered that he like, I would like tried to finger me in my asshole. I'm like, first of all, we were not on those like terms. But anyways, so that was non-consensual actually. That was a non-consensual like butthole action. But now.
So the husband is in the background.
Mm.
Are we still okay? Is this.
So wait, this is her talking about her husband.
No, I'm talking about another previous lover.
Oh,
some previous lover where
yeah.
This previous lover alimfanyia vitu.
Which sounds like rape, by the way.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So? That's why, because sisi has dudes. You see him? Him is moved his head. He's anangalia huko.
Yeah.
Because, why the hell is she telling people all this information?
Yeah.
Like, is all this necessary?
Yeah.
So, you, that's why you want your feminine,
views. In fact, me, My mind has not gone to the husband. My mind has gone to, she had such an experience and she's laughing about it. But from what she's saying, that is rape, isn't it? So I think the conversation even shouldn't be, is it still okay for the husband? I don't even think the husband should be, why is he part of this conversation?
Okay, what are you telling? Now you clip kidogo. Okay.
Now, like with my husband, we've done it a few times. And I will say, like, to be, not to be too graphic, but like the orgasm, like from.
Okay. So, apart and like we discuss nini yake.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming from the context of Udem. She had to even go online and explain why she's not a virgin. Because apparently she was supposed to be a virgin. Yes. But even as a virgin, she was taking a man na kuenda naye kwa nyumba, wanalala pamoja. You see the modern world. The modern world, I feel like, the way you discuss men, ama muna angalia men, it's a very interesting way that's not realistic.
Okay.
That you can just get the stranger, go with this stranger in the house, and expect the stranger not to be dangerous. In quotes, rapists exist. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
The rapist exists. So since rapists exist, you should always treat everyone as a suspect. Usini trust. Mm-hmm. Understand? Mm-hmm. Like you should always be on the defensive. Always enda na kimse, aujui kimetoka hapi. Because hapo she was giving a story. If you listen to the context, kombele, it's like some random, whatever dude, they go na yeye, she wakes up with a sore ass, and she's like, this is my first bad story. That's why people are asking for the next bad story. So if you go there, you'll see there's no one talking about the R word. Because ingekua, she's given us, and she's not laughing, and she's not just told us that she wants to have an orgy, and she needs a 10-inch dick from her friend's husband, but this is like, damn girl, like, is all this necessary? He's seated there.
Hey, Miss, I don't agree with you at all because, first of all, I think any human being can do whatever it is that they want to do, and just because she's having that type of discussion, I don't think her husband being there or not needs to be placed on her. Because secondly, it's the husband who went to say that he's going to marry a virgin. How is that any of her business?
I think she's the one who told him that.
To go and say that he should marry a virgin.
Before she came out, he actually believed, like everyone has gone back to the original clips, he actually believed she was a virgin. Except now, kwa hizo podcast, there's the co-host and it was Andre Schulz. He could see that she was lying.
Okay.
So he used to, now people can go back and say like, oh, there's a reason why he never liked her.
So this was a confession. Was this a confession?
No, this was a podcast. So kwa podcast she's just dropping all these stories and people are there like, your husband is there, don't do that.
Hey, konene, so nacheki, unacheki kiti nimekalia, ni very comfortable. And saizi kuna vile tume upgrade studio, so kikama pa kwa studio tapata kuna vile kuna like different cupboards and the furniture just looks really good. And that's courtesy of Best Furniture. Best Furniture wako located wapi? Wako located along the Eastern Bypass. Next to Hopkins Hospital. Alafu, apart from kukumekia very good furniture, another thing that they do is you can pay on delivery. So, unangoja nini? Majuzi na kungalikisema that I've been getting busy lately, so ilibidi nibaki nime upgrade kitanda. And all I can say is, yu kitanda haujai kuji na soundtrack. Utasumbua watu. Yeah. So, changamka jo. Best furniture jo. Yeah. Cheki ule studio ni nguvu, eh? Hmm? Na cheki. And uki baki umereach out to Best Furniture, usisahau, iko nene. Is the guarantee. Chikigira yanaitua Ian squeezy one. Haika Ian comfortable. Na ule nakaga iko comfortable mbaya. Best furniture. Iko nene.
So do you understand the male? What do you know about the male psyche? Because I think girls nowadays anaonaga ni kama una to disregard. So I'm joking the way we reason.
I think I wouldn't know because now sasa sioni psyche yenu, because also I could ask the same question, what do you know about the female psyche?
I know I think I watched something else. Who was it? Ilikuwa ni Adele Onyango did a show and she was talking about the traditional woman. The traditional woman has to get married, have kids, have what. And I remember when I reacted to that, I was like, am I supposed to call Rihanna a traditional woman? Rihanna has dropped 3 kids right now, yes? So I feel like right now kuna hiyo thing of Dema Kiza anakuwa traditional. She's no longer a woman. She's become traditional just for giving birth, yes? And in the process, when a man is like, just keep your raunchy past, even if it's to CC, don't tell it to the public. Because the way I relate with other men, this is how we disrespect each other. We are the sort of people tukikaa chini, tuki disrespect each other, itakuwa like, oh, si demia kwa liko na dinyo kwa cho.
But you see, all I'm hearing is how that affects men. I'm not hearing anything about what the woman wants.
Yes, so, that's what we're asking. Like, yeah. That's why tunatry kuku understand udem. Because kwetu, all we are seeing here is disrespect. And disrespect of you're taking your husband and just bashing him. Like, this is all we are seeing. That's why, okay, go through the comments. Everyone is Akash Ran, and these are men.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I think men are offended by what, because first of all, I don't think she's mentioned her husband in any of the, like, this story is not even about her husband, right? So the fact that you guys are offended about, and you've made this story about the husband, and yet the story is not even about the husband.
The husband is in the room.
But why is that? If you watched this video and you did not know that the husband was in the room, would you know the husband was in the room?
He appears at some point. Okay, this is how I'd look at it. Let's say you're married, yes?
Yeah.
Your husband goes for a podcast and the podcast is with a friend of yours.
Yeah.
And your husband says, I'd love to have an orgy.
Yeah.
That involves now the friend of yours.
Yeah.
And says, I bet she has a very tight vagina.
Right.
That would make you feel no type of way.
I'll feel some type of way, but also it depends on how we relate. That's why I'm saying there's so much context that we don't have about how these guys relate.
I think
I would feel some type of way. I'd be like, wait, what? What do you mean? However, if that's how their friend group, because I think there's a lot of context that we don't have with these people.
Okay. I think you need to watch the whole thing, because I don't think the whole world, like if video moja.
Yeah.
Okay, the actual video itself, people are not watching it, and it's deliberate because they don't want to promote her.
Mm.
So I think the last time I checked, it had, because the husband used to get like so many views.
Do you think if the husband did the same thing, he would get all of this flack?
That's not what I wanted to get through.
Mm.
I feel like in the modern world, the line between femininity and masculinity is thinning.
Mm.
Do you think it's happening?
Because
the question you've asked,
yes.
Would the husband get the same flack? Yes.
Honestly, if this was the husband, I bet you we'd all be like, what? Oh my gosh. But because it's, I think there's more weight on the video because it's a woman who said it. Because people don't like to see a woman who expresses herself without the permission of, you know, straight men and how the straight, the gaze of the straight man sort of appears on a woman. Because think about even guys like Kina Aziad. Aziad catches flack just for existing. Like, people get offended because Aziad has... how many people have loans outside here? Mm-hmm. But... because a young woman has dared to go beyond and be like, listen, I'm a live the big life, everyone feels like they, you know, they have been offended by her actions and that kind of thing. So
I don't think as yet it's a gender thing. I think,
yeah,
because even for us, we explored it the same way we explore nani, to explore Kina Kenyan Prince, Sammy Boy, we'll just dismiss it as running a scam,
right?
To explore the Asia thing was making bad financial decisions at 25, whether you're male or female, you shouldn't be on a mortgage. That's number one. Number two, a mortgage in Kenya, even at 45, I'd not take a mortgage in Kenya. It's 13, 14%. You could get the best, it's 11. A mortgage in America starts at 2.8%. There's a reason why everyone has a mortgage in America. A mortgage in Kenya, the bank is rooting for you to fail. So I think Apple, for us to turn it into a gender thing, because I remember someone else said it was a gender. I was like, no. Even 50-year-old men do not take a mortgage. A mortgage in Kenya is a death sentence. It's literally, it's too high. 15% is too high. If another country is taking 2.8, this is 5 times. Why are you taking it? Just rent. So I don't think, I digress, but I feel like that needs context. Anyone who went online and said Aziad is a woman and she should not have that, that's a fucked up person. But for anyone out here, never take a mortgage. Tell the bank to go fuck itself. That's my 2 cents about mortgages. Right. They're just nasty. As in, it's a crime. And the fact that Kenya, wachaga, that shit happens. All of us would own houses. If you are in America, we ungekwa na house. Ungekwa si sota na house. But I'm saying we'd all own houses. 2.8%. 3, 4. Ikienda mbali sana ni 4.5%. How do you take 11%? How am I supposed to finish this loan? I'm never going to finish it.
Yeah, but anyway, I guess atuwezi sema ati kama mtu wako 25 uwezi chukua mortgage. Kuna watu...
No, nasema, it's my daughter 50. I think I've said 50. Yeah. Never take a mortgage. A mortgage is just for the bank. It's not for you.
Mm. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, pole.
So, yes, no problem.
So to go back to the story of Luna Sema, to na judge Madame Hashley, that's what I'm trying to imagine. Okay.
Honestly, there's nothing you can convince me to tell me that... men don't feel some type of way about successful women. There's, I don't even know if it's, there's something in the society when they see a woman, a young woman excelling and just doing well, there's something that doesn't sit right, especially with straight men, if I'm being honest. Okay. And it's because also, you see, you guys come from at least the better part of the, you know, population, millennials going backwards. Mm. You've been raised to be a provider. You've been raised to be the person who, you know, takes care of the household. But then at some point during our parents' generation, women now started being empowered. And then it started shifting from a woman is only supposed to be in the kitchen and take care of kids and that kind of thing.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, there was this empowered woman and you don't know how to deal with this person because you've seen your grandfather, you've seen your dad take care of the household, but then you get hitched to a woman who now has a job, also has to do her own thing, has her own career going on. And so there's a little bit of a, you know, you guys are a little bit, what is it called, disoriented, because then you want to follow the footprint that you saw your parents and your grandparents follow. But then this woman is coming home at 10 p.m. because she's from a gig and also she needs to wake up at 6 a.m. But still she has to watch. And there's an imbalance there if there's a couple, if the couple is not having discussions of, okay, clearly this household is different, right?
Okay, okay.
You're coming with finances, I'm coming with finances. I have to take, the house needs to be clean at the end of the day, but we can't be able, and so a lot of things, ni watu waelewane marriage yao itakaje, ni watu waelewane, are we going to have roles in this house? Or, because you'll find, there's a very educated woman, but she does not want to ati her, she still wants to be taken care of. She does not mind doing the, you know, taking care of the babies by herself and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of thing is a lot of these things ni watu wa elewane, and it is very much on two individuals. There's this babe, Cheryl Lee Ralphson, the actress from Abbott Elementary.
Yes.
She,
the main one, not?
No, the teacher, the older teacher, the one who sings.
Yes. Okay.
So she's been married to her husband for 20 years. Mm. And her husband is more of a statesman kind of person. Like, his job is more on in Washington, D.C., right?
Yes, okay.
But her, she's a superstar, and she's always known that she wants to pursue her career in acting. Mm. So she was like, me, I'm going to remain in L.A. You can do your thing in Washington. We can be seeing each other after every 2 weeks.
Mm.
And they literally live in separate states for 20 years.
Mm.
And I don't know how they relate, but she looks like she's in a happy marriage. Mm. And they're figuring it out. She decided that I love you, but I also love my career. Can I get the balance?
Yeah, yes.
The hubby decides, even me, I love you, but I also still want to do my thing. Mm. And they found it, like, they found a way to work it out. So I don't think there's a blueprint necessarily for how women and men can relate in the context of a marriage.
I think kitu kimoja umesema hapo interesting. Ni vile umesema for us straight men.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very important nini tuangalia. I don't think any straight man anajali joy for wake kuwork. Najua. There are these few ones, ile, I think, nishaisikiaga, like these masculinity channels. And when I had them, I remember nikikaa chini hapa, nikisema, yo jinga, a two-income household is better than a one-income household any day. You understand? Because shit happens. Life happens. You need a fallback plan. I think with this, tunabonga jia, the institution of marriage and how it works. There is Chris Rock, the comedian, alisemaga, men don't settle. They surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Men don't settle, they surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And when a man surrenders, because it's not in our DNA to surrender, it's, I think, madam, excuse me, mtasema mkoka sisi, but as a teenage boy, as soon as you discover your sexuality, you're trying to conquer as many girls as possible. It's just in us. You just want to conquer as many girls as possible. Then at the older that you get, at some point, you're like, you know what, I need to settle. This is some bullshit. I'm risking my life. I'm putting too much on the line. Let me settle. Sasa sijui kama nyinyi mnakuaga the same. Do you wake up in the morning as a woman and you're like, "Eko nene, I need to get as many dudes as possible." Do you go through any phase like that as girls?
Where
you want to conquer, like it's in your DNA. It's not some bullshit, it's evolutionary. And how is it evolutionary? Because back in the days there used to be war and men would die.
Right.
And when men died, who would be left? Very few men with very many women. So naturally, nature had to make sure that a man can spread his seed to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
So eventually life changes. Nature haita change your DNA. It stays within you. So it's an animal that you have to control. So this is why a few men inakuwaga like ni hard sana. Muonaga dema memaria 22-year-old. I'm like, shit. Okay. This is not going to end well. Because the probability of a 22-year-old controlling his sex instincts is much lower than Mimi Sasa at this age. So let's start with your point. At any point, were you trying to bang as many men as possible at any point in your life?
Wow. I don't think you wake up thinking, I'm going to conquer. But at some point you're like, I mean, we all go through a whole phase where you're like, listen, I'm just trying to have a good time, okay?
So if one person gives you the best time, we'll still look for the next one to give you them. The next. Like, let's say you get this one guy and he gives you the most heartbreaking orgasms. Are you still looking for the next one?
It depends which phase I'm in.
Zizi, just answer the question. Are you looking for the next one? Because that's even easy. Like, you're trying to have as many bodies as possible.
I don't think that's the aim. Yeah. But
you see the difference? That's the core difference between Sisi and Nyinyi.
Yeah.
So anytime tunasikia kama mnasema mkoka Sisi, we're like, no, we are not the same.
Yeah.
We are very, for us the number matters.
Yeah.
Like ata unitandike 2 minutes an account.
Yeah.
Unitandike 5 minutes an account. This one I like. So let me put in some effort.
Yeah.
This one I don't like. This is so we are trying to do that. And for us it takes an effort.
Yeah.
for nyinyi, does it really take an effort? Let's start with that.
Does it take an effort to get laid?
Yeah.
I mean, you...
No, it doesn't.
I think it takes effort everywhere. What? In terms of, for instance, I mean... you know, also us, we like looking good.
Yes.
Yeah. So where you're gonna go? Of course, that takes an effort. You don't just show up. I can't just show up the way I was at home. It makes a little, you know.
I told you show up. You show up at home, but you're still getting banged.
Also, dudes. How you show up? Let me tell you, how you show up depends the quality of people that you are attracting.
Yes.
Yeah. So it takes a little bit of effort.
Nah. Just looking good. As long as mdomo inuki.
We're just looking good. Unajua just looking good takes how long?
Sisi, you have to look good. As a man, you have to look good. You have to have money. You have to exude a certain level of confidence.
Yeah.
So you have to have money.
Yeah.
Most probably you have to do everything that the woman needs to do. Look good, blah, blah, blah. Plus you have to have money or prestige.
Okay.
So if not that, unenda ku get these hood rats. And no one is trying to get a hood rat. You understand that? And by a hood rat, it's not a social class thing. It just means like a girl who... Wana cheki. So Sisi takes a lot of effort. And I don't think kuna kwa gana yua. Mufil, the reason why I was saying there are differences, na feeling ni kama squeeze, we are trying to make it look the same. And it's not the same. Even our sexual experience is very different.
Mm.
You're trying to come. I'm trying not to come. Mm-hmm. We are in two very different journeys.
Mm.
Where we want to try, oh, nataka kufika mwisho. Sisi tuko like, oh shit, nisifike mwisho sasa. nisifike Eldoret, niko Nairobi bado. Are you seeing the differences? And the fact that squeezing a feel count tumezifanya zikakuwa the same, to me it's frustrating. I'm like, girls are devaluing something that has more value than it used to have. Sisi nasema ga dick is worthless. Why? Because it's ready to go anytime.
Mm.
Especially, like, try to imagine 18, 19, 20, 21. That dude will sleep at night. I wonder what will lala na mboch. Saizi ukiambia mseiko, if you find someone in his 40s ule analala na house help, that's a mental case.
Mm.
But at that early age, kuna hiyo, and by that I mean consensual, yes? I don't mean whatever. By that I mean consensual. At some point, we get taste, we get what. So ishida yetu, I think, ni hiyo hofesi yenyu. And should it be publicly broadcasted? So do you think a hofesi should be publicly broadcasted? For a woman who wants to settle by that. Pole, hii topic ikuwa mbaya tunzaruka to the next thing. It was just good to get a woman's perspective. Kwa sana try to understand.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sasa. Okay. Should it be publicly?
Yes, yes. Like unaingia kwa online. Alafu nanza kuambia watu like, so this is day. Yeah, unatika ule day. Oh, aliingiza tu baka kwa haga. Oh, nilisikia uchungu. And then afterwards,
but that is men on a daily. So why is it such a big problem when women do the same thing?
It takes effort. Yako does not take effort.
Akuna masaya take effort. Me, I don't even think we're having a discussion here. Because what are we saying? You people broadcast your ninis every day.
Because it takes effort.
I've told you even ours takes effort. Looking good is a whole logistic. It's a whole logistic.
Shotiki choko shukona ball.
Choko shakona ball?
Hmm.
No.
Yes, wako.
Uh-huh.
And do you know that...
At least I've never seen one.
Yes. Do you know that at men justify that? There is... kuna mtu wako natuambia, there are men who justify it. That ukislala na mboj, since umemwaga kwa umaskini, umemwaga umaskini. So at men sleep with nao machokosh so that they create wealth. There is actually a belief. And I remember hearing that nonsense. I was like, this is someone alishikwa na chokosh, and they had to justify why wamekosa demo kawaida wakaendea chokosh. Na cheki. Because chokosh and zamlipa na gam, alafu she'll be a ho for the day. So, why was I giving that example? Just to show you how some men just don't get laid. Paka mtu analala na chokora.
But even women, some women do not get laid.
Wanalala na chokosh?
I don't know. See, maybe not. But like, it's, again, all of this is so subjective. There's
so subjective. I think it's us thinning the lines between masculinity and femininity. And us saying that, okay, is there a Koinange street for men where men sell penis?
No, because men are always selling their ninis everywhere. They don't need a street.
They're selling our?
you are always nini with people
for free.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like you guys don't need a street. You're already doing it.
It has value. Like, why are we devaluing something that has value?
We are not devaluing it.
We are devaluing it. How? By saying that it can be given anyhow to keep up with men. Because men, we don't value our shit. We just don't value. That's why tunaipatianaga ovyo. So at some point, you find a woman that you love, ama you like, and then you're like, now I need to stop the bullshit. And you stop the bullshit. And when you stop that bullshit, kama Akash, for you to hear the same kagal that you've put on a pedestal go somewhere and say she used to do all that. It gets worse. There's a part where she talked about, I think people ran a train on her, kwa frat house. These are secrets you take to the grave. Don't tell your husband that.
Where?
You take that to the grave.
You imenishinda hiyo.
So umona pale, I think yondo clip tu sikupata. Ungepata ungeona why we are saying. And I feel like it's making modern marriages to be useless. Why? Because amadema mtu understand. Nyumu nafikia tu. I'll just say I had a whole face, he'll understand. It's me today. Did you see the, tukimalize story, did you see the Japanese man who divorced his wife after 60 years? After he found out that she cheated 60 years earlier. That makes no sense to you, Sindhya.
Yeah.
Do you know it makes sense to him and it makes sense to me?
Hey, 60 years. Like Ali cheated 60 years ago?
Yeah. Buddha, like Japan.
That time you didn't go to the bank?
Back in the day.
Mwana.
Hilarious.
So, Nyokafi. Yeah. Is that my kwa sport? But to understand, ni hard as men.
Any hard. You and I only.
But ni poa, the main thing, the one thing umesema which is beautiful is, umesema straight men. Because I think sometimes girls muna hang out with gay men so much that muna shindua vile su reason design. Ukiniambia secret yako ya 20 years ago, it's going to affect today.
But unajua mimi nasikia tu vile sisi tunafaa ku understand, tunafaa kujua vile mna reason, but I'm not hearing where is the consideration on men's side. Are you making as much effort to understand women as you speak about?
Like ukishagwa, when you become my woman, yes? Now I treat you with a certain level of respect and I put you.
And where is the karma of all the people you've been sleeping with? Kwani unafikiria hiyo karma inapotea?
Niko na put number 1, niko na put
karma inakupata tu.
Number 1, you're going to put effort. Number 2, you need me to have skills. A girl does not need to have skills. Just needs to be tight. Let's go. And what?
I don't agree with the sentiments.
Okay.
Nini in this podcast.
So, it's interesting. But Nini, I think maybe the last thing to Zamaliza. So do you think modern marriages can work? Can modern marriages work?
Of course. Nyumu
na feel ni kama tunawaputia an extra pressure because we don't want to know about your past. This is the phrase, men worry about a woman's past, a woman worries about a man's future. Acheki. So I always say that women have this thing where they can see potential in you. Kionaga dem namse amesota, jua that dude has a very high probability of making it in life. This is a way mjua ku detect potential. But sisi on the other hand, we worry about your past. Acheki.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the dynamic that's very strange. You worry about my future. Will I be a loser forever? I don't want to be with you. A man is like, why you a hoe in your past? I don't want to be with you. It's a very different. So do you think marriage can work?
Because I feel like marriages can work. I think unfortunately we get to see a lot of the ones that do not work because, you know, negative news sell faster.
Yes.
But I think, in fact, probably the ones that work are the most silent engagements that we never even get to know about. And again, I'll reiterate, I think every partnership or people in partnerships just need to find a system that works for them. They decide this is what marriage is for us and this is what we're going to do. So yeah, I think marriages can work.
So now with that dynamic of worrying about past and future, do you think it can still work?
Sasa unajua sasa ukianza kufikiria vitu zenye hazikuhusu, now that's on you. Wanasemaga ukitafuta utapata kile unataka utapata. So again, like, why should that be, unless you categorically stated when you were starting this relationship that for me it's important for me to know all this, which I don't know what the reason for that is. But if you do explicitly tell your girlfriend, me, these and these are, you know, deal breakers. And if I knew this, then I'm not going to be able to pursue this relationship. So, but if that's not part of the conversation, then I don't think there should be any problem with regards to that.
Yeah. Okay, because I think, yeah, and is it Sisi Kwame? Siwagatu, don't tell me. I think there's a, I always feel, shout Chris Rock, the comedian.
Yes.
I think to understand marriage, Chris Rock is the best guy. Because Chris has this joke where he says, that he, if, and he tells women, never tell a man your body count. And you'll tell him one, and he's like, who raised you? Macheki.
Yeah.
So what he was going to try kubonga jio, because this is an American, this is not an African man. What he was trying to say about that is, yo, nowadays, najio, the fact that tunasema, according to CC, especially when you're younger and broker, we feel like it takes a lot of effort to get girls. Men discover later in life that women enjoy sex. We always take it as a favor mnatufanyia. Do you know that? Like, a man who's 21 years old thinks you're doing him a favor.
Right.
Hafikiri unaenjoy, and hafikiri like, oh, you demand to your favor, Joe. So, yeah, I think with that mentality, nakuwaga, like, you did 50 guy favors? 50 guys? I'm not special. Because another thing, so feel, if you give me, I feel special. So now, comment party, as you see, what, to 50, am I still special? You understand? So there's that kind of dynamic, and it's a very strange dynamic that, and I hate the fact that it's affecting modern marriages. Because now, because of Hollywood, I think, like, I see, like, 5 marriages getting divorced.
I think it's for modern marriages, it's for emotionally smart people. Unaangalia tu mtu wako, unamuangalia tu, like, can you handle the truth?
If she can't
handle the truth, maybe after even if I'm talking about, like for me, seme tu, I'm tunabonga two stories, maybe sex, ka history tu ka come up, I wouldn't say that how, you know, how mind-blowing the past was enye nilikuwa nayo, because now, because I'm in this, na unajua watu waki settle down together, both of you believe, like, this is the best person to ever walk down my path. So, zile vitu nabonga uko like, sasa, hata nikiongea about your story, let me change the scene, isikae ni kama, I've had better things, uko in my life, and now, naikam kui rub it off in the present. So, even for chicks, like sana, I would say, wenye, there are dudes who marry madame wa club. And I'm sure anything about past where you're gelea yapo. Because akiamotu kuenda that path, your marriage is not going to last. The same way maybe, we'd say, getting a DJ for a husband. Utashukuta kumuliza ati, uwe umekuwa na madame
wa club. Na haribia hatu, yeah. Ina haribia kina DJ mo.
Yeah. So, and vile nasema, like, I think it's for modern marriages, ni, you just shut the fuck up. Wey.
I think it's just shut the fuck up.
Just shut the fuck up.
Let's keep a few secrets. Let's take a few secrets to the grave, I think. And yeah. I think, yo ni nini, maybe tukimalizia. I think that's the one thing, ile, vile nyu semaga, tunawa mansplainia. The only thing to is a mansplain to a woman, how do you keep your marriage to last as long as possible? Is keep the shut the fuck up. Don't talk about your past like that. Hollywood will lie to you that there's a man who will be like, oh, you used to suck 3 dicks. Oh, the dude will be like, you used to do what? Like, this is nasty. I used to kiss. So the past, kwetu ni important. The future kwenye. Ukijua na sota kesho, utajidanganya utakana mimi, lakini utakana mimi. And I think for men, that's another thing. Unachikigeta ile, when kuna men who sota, ulichika the guy in Kisumu, the one who went and he was given a $300 million bill. And he went, packed his parado, wakaingia jua building, akaruka. Because we can never see you seeing us in the time. You're for better or for worse, it's bullshit. That will be better, but for better. You'll only stay with me for better. You won't stay with me for worse. And yeah, but what you talk about? What you go back to where? Ulikuwa daista?
Yes,
nilikuwa daista. I hope atujakuumiza roho.
No, amjaniumiza. Ni tu watu agree, but tuko sawa.
Yeah.
Si lazima kukuwe na opposing opinions.
Okay, because unajua na iko show na shino. Mtu 60 years. Hatu forgive gijo. So, ulikuwa daista. How's daista? I always joke. Nilikuwa UN. I always joke that daista to me is like a high school. Is there a real campus experience in daista? Do you feel like you're...
What's a real campus experience?
It's like I can wear anything I want. I can do a few things. If a girl likes me, we can hold hands. and go to class. We can laugh. We can, you understand, it's a full campus experience. Wale nasikia guys, chukuna. I don't know if they stay on a hairstyle, but I hear there are so many rules.
Yeah, there were so many rules for sure. Mm-hmm. For instance, even just things that you can wear, you couldn't just wear anything. Mm-hmm. Piercings, dreadlocks for men. So like... no, I didn't have these at the time.
Okay.
But I think now, I don't know if they've wamelegeza kiasi, but yeah, even dreadlocks for men was a whole issue.
Watu wabangi.
Watu wabangi. Yeah, ukwata kuna suri kama kibangi, at least on campus, yes. But off campus, obviously, all of this.
Do they have artists kama campus nights and they have celebs?
Let me tell you, one thing about Daystar, it is the reason why I am where I'm at, because we used to do musicals every year. So every year you guys are just putting on plays like Daystar Ungenda, our like, not, how do we call it, there's a place called PAC, which is like when you enter the school there's just a whole grounds place, and then you have like the offices there. When you go to PAC, you'd see someone with a guitar singing, and then another, some other people are dancing over there. Other people are like, it's the most, it literally is an explosion of art and artists, and there's different kinds of art, and it was the most beautiful thing ever, really.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm going to study public relations. So, PR, eh?
Yes.
So, PR, is it something you've used in your life?
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm very structured in how I even like my documents, as you know, as Nyokafi, even in terms of how we run our company.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that we are like, okay, no, we have to have this, we have to have that. So it really helped me in terms of just how we present our business in other business places.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because your PR alafu art, I think those two merge in like a certain very
end. Yeah. And then we did a course, events management, and with our film and theater company, Shorts from Africa, which is the one that is also producing Index One, the show that we are doing.
Okay.
So also that has, it sort of helped me to figure out, at least in the beginning, how you even put up an event to begin with. Yes.
Alafu, after ku graduate, uli rusha CV a few places, ama you just went to...
Hey, miata nili apply Tuko News. Sijui kama washai pata nini yangu. Hey, Tuko.
Okay.
Kwani mulipeleka wapi CV yangu? Hey, nilienda huko interview. Wakaniuliza maswali za nini, na kwamea niliuma inje vizi. Hata mimi...
Weni Tuko post-lean ama during lean?
Tuko, I think it was during, but way before. This is, we're talking 2016, thereabouts.
Okay.
Hey, nilitupa huko ma CV, wakaniuliza maswali za niliuma inje vizi. Yeah, didn't go through.
What position were you...
I don't even know, something to do with marketing or like social media. And then, you know, at the time is when social media now was starting to come up as like a tool that most businesses are using, I think. Yeah. So now I was applying for something within social media.
Okay. And then Lynn, excuse me, again, Swali, but Lynn, watching Lynn grow on Tuko, how was that for you? Because for me, I always say it's one of the most... like mind-blowing things I've ever seen. Because I remember the first Skuza Kwanza, when she started posting, she'd write on Facebook, please guys, just watch this nini, and I'd be there like, to watch online. Kichoko nimba.
Yeah.
And then she turned into this media.
Literally.
And they're like,
how did that happen?
It's mind-blowing.
Honestly, I didn't follow her journey as much. Yeah, so I think me, I caught up with her.
When she was big.
When she was big and she had blown. So I think siku follow journey yake. Yeah.
It was so interesting. I think even the 2017 elections, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
She was there as like a media reporter, kidogo.
I see.
Then she started doing those human stories.
Nice.
And it's just... like it's crazy, man.
Beautiful.
Electronica Sema Tuni, big up to Lynn, man. Whatever she opened, yani. At some point she was the Oprah. Mimpaka I miss his stories. Nowadays she does not do those to human stories.
Right.
And I miss them. Like
she came to our farm in Joro. So my mom and uncle do a business with Dopa Sheep. You guys know Dopa Sheep?
ni gani hizo zilibiwa za
big ones from South Africa.
Zile zilibiwa za uhuru zile wasal kwa
mshikeli. Oh yes, yes, some really massive nini. So she came and she featured my uncle actually in one of her episodes.
Za kitambo masaizi.
But yeah, no, recent, this year, just this year.
Oh, this year. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they just for breeding ama pia ni
slaughter?
So kuna sana sana ni breeding. Yeah, sana sana ni breeding. But yeah, we also have dairy goods and stuff. Eh, tuko wakulima huko tu tuna.
Yeah.
Tuageria.
Oh. Dairy goods.
Okay. So they have the dopa which is now for breeding, and then now they also have the za kukamua.
Bado sheep za kukamua. Sasa ni goats sasa.
Goats, yes.
Kwa sheep ndo nikaliaga kichwa mbaya. Eh. Ni gani hizi cha?
I think is the thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah, hizo ndizo kichwa mbaya.
Kichwa mbaya. Yeah, they are very let me tell you the thing about animals. They literally attack because they are trying, they feel like they are in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ni kuelewana tu nazo kama marriage.
Okay.
Kila kitu ni kuelewana.
Kila kitu kuelewana.
Marriage friendship.
So alafu pia hapa niko na cheki kuna time niko na bonga, you are so broke that you questioned your choices.
Yes.
So which brokenness was this that makes you question your choices? Because I think that's thug rock. Tunaitanga thug rock. Thug rock is a Luo word for shida.
Thug rock.
And national of teeth.
Yeah. Muodolak.
Yeah. You know when you're just giving so much to the craft and you're investing so much and then it doesn't
give back.
Yeah, it doesn't give back at least the way you anticipated. I think that's the mind space that I was in. I was just like, ay, sasai, why are we doing this thing? Yeah. And I think also, to be honest, at the time, I feel like mentally I wasn't in the best place. So when you're broken mentally, like, I think that's the worst place. But when you're broken, you're in like Karen or like in a Range Rover.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I mean, when you're Kulia depressed, but you're Rove. In a Range Rover, can go and just.
You're socially also, broke.
You're so, you know what I mean? Like, it's just the worst. So,
yeah. Range Rover. There's this song I used to love. Yanani, this girl. Alicious. That song. There's this one song that blew up your Alicious.
Yeah. Who is Alicia?
Damn. Wana faa kuchapwa.
Pita njia. Pita njia. Na 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 na.
What's the chorus?
Wait, what's up to a commercial break? Yeah, yes, I use you on kind of YouTube. I was kwa serious au juu Alicious.
Maybe najua nini yake na unajua.
Unajua. Maybe I'm bad at singing.
Yes, he's really bad at singing. Alicious.
I hope.
Short hair, Lingala, background.
Popular. Posa ya bolingo. 8.1 million views.
Eko nene, nime interrupt show kukurimand you a Lemfi. Kama uko US ama Canada, nunataka kutuma do Kenya, register kwa Lemfi ukitumia promo code Eko nene. Hita kugarantee $20 cashback on your first $100 transaction. Alafu pia time una register, make sure ume tick the two checkboxes za notifications yuko ukireceive info about amazing offers through newsletters. Na pia usijali, Lemfi hatumagi hizi maletters za, yani unajua, like ma messages za kipumbavu. Pia usisahau every time una transact $50 and above una earn points. Now the more una transact, the more points you earn and you can redeem them as cash ile time unatuma pesa. Alafu pia kitu nanibamba kabisa ni saizi ukitumia Lemfi unazabaki umelipa pay bills na till numbers directly. That means unazabaki umehandle bills za maparo wako ukiwezo masaidi za States ama masaidi za Canada. Alafu pia we mwenyewe as a Lemfi user baki umetafuta ile button yandikwa get USD $20 ubaki umeinvite mabeste zako, na ukiinvite mabeste zako on their first $100 transaction unapata pesa ngapi? $20 cashback. So unangoja nini? Baki umechangamuka, ingia Lemfi. Lemfi, international payments for everyone. Eko nene.
So tumeteka a commercial break which is Nyokafi Alicious. So you've seen
Aliposo,
her?
Aliposo. Hey. See, I know her, yeah.
So to me, this is my favorite song of hers. Nice. Posa ya Bolingo, because it's about, it's a love song. It's a heartbreak song.
Mm-hmm. Bolingo so song, is heart, ama love?
Yes, yes. Bolingo is heart. Okay. Alafu sisi tukai haribu. Did you get the joke?
No.
Okay.
I'm so, so confused, you guys. What?
Bolingo in
oh, Bolingo. In, oh. Yeah. Okay.
So in Nini, it's heart.
Yes.
In Lingala, ni heart. Alafu sisi Kenya tukamwa Z.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kwa hiyo ngoma so kuna patio bongaga jio Range Rover. Unajua hiyo like yes. So that's how I noticed how it amaga Range Rover Range Rover.
Oh Range Rover.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So there was that. So hey, that's delicious. Umfanya tukame commercial break. 560 episodes that joy. Cuz the fact that
is the first time.
I think she'd be so good for inaitwa nini NCR. She'd be perfect because oh. She can sing, she can. That's why I was surprised that how
beautiful. Because
you know, like all singers.
Akirudi Kenya, nini?
It's a BD. Come to Nyokafika Radio, please.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I was talking about Jeyo kuwa broke. Eh?
Mm.
So, yes, yeah, so ulifanya nini about it? Did you apply more? Did you now decide, let me switch up and do something different?
I think I was just like, okay, what else can I do with the talents that I have? And you know, sasa, something like hosting is when I realized, okay, this can be my money maker.
Okay.
And now I started taking it a bit more seriously in terms of that, because I was like, okay, I'm on set. Maybe like the period between when I'm on set and when you get another job, like, sorry, my bad. I mean, when you're not on set, it's like you'll find yourself 8 months in a year or like 6 months in a year you're on set, you're not on set, and then for 4 months you're on set. So what are you doing for the rest of the time?
Yes, yes.
And so just trying to figure out other, you know, avenues of income and that kind of thing.
Mm.
Yeah. So I was just like, okay, I need to do something about it. And that's it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I love being a chikiapa ulendaga UK. What was the UK trip about?
So I went there twice. The first time it was najume maliza high school. I got an opportunity. Oh. Not high school, sorry, university.
Mm.
I got an opportunity and I was like, okay, let me go and check it out. Mm. So it was just, that one was more of a very casual visit, and then I did an internship at the time.
Mm.
And then the second time I went to study for music theater.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
How is it like studying music theater? And why music theater? Why not just theater?
Because I, you know, I love music, I love dancing, and I love acting, and and music theater encompasses all of these disciplines.
Oh. Mm.
And so for me, it was just automatic that I wanted to be a better performer, but I wanted to be a better dancer, I wanted to be a better actor, I wanted to be a better singer. And I felt like this course really will equip me in all of these areas. So yeah, that's the reason I did music theater.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And acting, like what type of things are you
taught.
Being taught at school? Because kisikia mtu you're being taught how to act, we sisi tunaangalia like it's talent first.
Yes.
Mm.
So it's very hard. Me, I've been in sets and then zile mean sets unaambia wewe puta mimi sijakuja kufanya sijakuja nini kufunza ku act.
Yes.
Yeah, so how yeah. is acting school? Are you taught accents, nini, emotions?
Yes. Mm. Actually, we are taught about accents. You're taught about how to, you know, approach your character from the beginning. You're taught about how to take care of your body as an actor, because you see in your office. And so if you're not, this is literally the, everything revolves around your voice, your face, your body, those kind of things. It involves a lot of working out. Because, you know, as an actor, you have to be able to do things with your, you know, with your hands, with your legs, those kind of things. You're taught about the business of acting now, especially now in the UK.
Yes.
Because, yes, you can be so talented, you can know all of these things, but you also have to be aware about who is doing what in the industry. You know, who is running the theaters, who, if you wanted a job, who are you trying to go for their shows so that you can meet them and then, you know, try and strike a conversation with them. And so, yeah, it was a lot of, you know, a lot of learning and unlearning things as well.
Okay. Yes. Oh, Mr. Kitupoa sana hapo what Julia, you know, image,
yeah,
because also you want to be casted with good roles,
yeah, cast,
yes,
yeah, because you kitu vilomesema hivyo ndio nimenotice, like one of the things that amaze me about actors,
yeah,
ni that level of how they're able to lose weight and build weight. Kama kuna photos that were going around the Rock, when someone can do the Rock lost knee 30 pounds of muscle. just for a role.
Yeah.
And also the Rock's life is all about muscle.
Mm.
So so kuna like a whole thing of take care of your body.
It's a whole thing. Like it's hard work, especially on stage. Stage is hard work because screen, you know, it's all happening here. Unless you're doing some role with stunts and stuff like that, it's very chilled, it's very much on the face and very still. But with theater, my goodness, like for instance with Index One, the show that we are doing in December, when we did it in July, we would get rehearsal at 7 a.m. We would run around like the basketball court as we are singing, so that you can get your because you're on stage singing and dancing. Yes. Exactly.
There's a kubrit, okay.
And you're not able to do that if you're not. It's literally like training for a marathon.
So in other words, no sema watu wanaona kama sisi hatukua cast.
Oh no.
Hatukua cast.
No, like in fact, you know, let me tell you, plus size has nothing to do with, like, especially you'll find such flexible people now ako plus size and very fit. So it has nothing to do with your body size. So long as you can commit to do, like, you know, move your body essentially regularly, especially before the show, you're good to go.
So many remind you lengo my movie abadi. You going in that?
Which one?
There used to be a song called Movie Abadi. Yeah. Okay. I think there's even a reggae.
Yeah, nini.
There's
move
a reggae
your body like a snake, ma. Like that. Shake your body like a grandma. Like that.
Zi, kuna mbili.
Kama Movie Abadi. I don't know.
Kuna yuwa reggae. Movie Abadi, buddy. Movie Abadi, buddy. But apart from that, kulikuwa na ingine ya funk back in the days. Izo, kulikuwa na Movie Abadi flani.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, kulikuwa na izo siku. So vile umesema yo Movie Abadi, I was like, okay. Yeah, those are the days. Oh, alafu pia, ati, you experienced racism kioko?
You know, sasa now, especially as someone who's grown up in a predominantly black community, society, there's a lot of things that just shock you when you're there because you don't understand why someone would treat you a different way because of your, you know, skin color. And yeah, there were a lot of moments where, for instance, I was the only black person in my class. So even in terms of like, ata uwezi fanya hivi mtu anasema yeah, like uwezi, you know, the way you're in a forum and you'll guza someone, you're like, seriously, what have they said? You can't be able to do that because no one else
does that
technically relates to what they're saying. For instance, there's a time my lecturer brought a song, a Nigerian song, in class, and it was one of the first few days that we had just, you know, started school, and then he comes to me, he's like, oh, in your cafe, so I have this Nigerian song, do you know what it means? And stupidly, in that moment, I literally thought about it for like a second. I'm like,
No,
I don't know. But you know, in that moment, first of all, you're new in school. Everyone is trying to just find their footing, and you're kind of anxious and nervous all the time, and you're always answering on your, you know, on the go and stuff like that. And like, if you think about it, that's like someone asking you if you know what a Rwandese song means because you're in East Africa or something like that. Yes. Or if you, like, I would pose the same question to him and say, oh, do you know what this Italian song means? Like, I don't think in their minds it makes sense that Africa is a whole continent. And you see, for them, I guess then we would translate this, we would ask the same question, do you know what this Italian song means? Because now all of you are in Europe, right?
Yeah.
But it's the very small microaggressions that would happen, even like in terms of our class. We had a unit called auditioning unit, and they would bring guys from outside, from the industry, to come and just give us an opinion of what, you know, where you'll fit in the industry and stuff like that. And I remember when I finished my piece, literally the first thing that this lady says is like, oh my goodness, your English is so good. Where did you start learning English? Is it when you came into this country? And she was very serious about it, by the way. She was just like, how are you speaking? It's like they look at you and they think you are going to speak like this, that, 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 that. And obviously as Kenyans we have a very thick accent.
Yes.
But in that context, it's a little bit demoralizing when that's the first question you ask, and I've just performed my heart out and I have belted my voice out from here to Timbuktu. So
they I'm not chicken is such a pay accent. Kwa nini huko amua tu kurudika nyo coffee but nyo coffee anaongea hivyo? You can actually do it. It's
yeah,
really
you
good.
Switch it on once in a while, but you know when you need to it's sasa if I can get hivi na Kenya wenzake, you know. So yeah.
But you know that can get you a job at one of these local radio stations so far as utakutoa kwa gari to a real studio.
So even if mimi wazwa nyoka fika radio ni change accent.
Just say good morning.
Why not just
Kwisha, I'm coming for you.
Because I'm the sort of person who believes that if you can make money from it, make money from it. Why haven't you tried that?
I think it's just, I mean, I do it on stage. If you can come and watch Index One, you can hear it. Mm. But I think it's just thing. You know, when you're there, you miss speaking Swahili so much.
Yes.
You miss speaking like this so much. And then you end up having the accent, acquiring the accent, only because every time you speak, someone is like, sorry? What have you said? Like, they don't hear it because as Kenyans, we speak like this and we articulate every word that we say.
Yes, and every letter.
Every letter. Mm. But, you know, if you're to think about their accent, it's like you're gliding, right? Mm. They're not always pronouncing out their words. And so there's always like a communication breakdown of, sorry, what did you say? You know, that kind of thing. Mm. But when you're at home, you really, I remember when I came back, I was like, oh, finally, I can speak Swahili. And when you're there, sometimes you even forget, you start speaking Swahili, you're like, sorry, especially when you're trying to gossip. You know, when you're just in, like outside and you're trying to...
High slap.
Where's if Hanya? Oh, no, you know. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can't... I remember one time I'm with my friend and I'm trying to tell him something about something that I've just seen.
Oh, it...
Yes. Yeah, it was actually Spanish. Mm. I'm trying to tell him something about what this person has just done, but they're close by. But you know when it's like, you gotta... Listen, you gotta see the action now. Mm. And then I'm like, did you just... And then he goes like, sorry, what? What do you... Yeah. Did you just touch me? No, that's not how it works. It needs to be a cut up over there and you look like... We communicate in very subtle ways, you know. And so it's those small things that I would miss. So anyway, to answer your question, I think when you're at home... It's a feeling of belonging. I think as human beings, we are always chasing that feeling of belonging.
Yes, yes, yes.
And once you now start speaking like, and you, I was in London, what, like 5 years ago, it's a little bit weird, to be honest. And you want to speak with your people, you want to be with your people. Mm. But yeah, you know, you switch it up whenever you need to.
I mean, it's a kuapale, it's when you call Kabira fam. Alafu, nikitoka huku inje, niko, ni aje, paka lete mwasona pata, ya nina kuwa gani hewe bunda? That's my radio character. Because for a very long time, kulikuwa na that wave of accents upper Kenya.
Yeah.
And it stayed for so long. Alafu, the fact that capital used to be the shit. Najizo siku, especially before the internet. So everyone used to feel like I have to have a foreign accent for me to make it. Mm. So I always say that that's one of the most beautiful things in the Mongai Eves did. Mongai Eve and I'll give Lynn. Because they came with very Kenyan accents, yes?
Yeah.
And made it so big that Sasa Tuka realized that, damn, people don't care about accents. People just want good content.
Tambo, like, if you didn't have that light tongue, unge kwanza kusoma news. Nakumbuka. There's this nini demo news station used to work. So alikuwa anasoma. And then it was a launch of, you know, alikuwa ni program ya kufight malaria. So the project was dubbed Mbu Inje Sisi Ndani. Mbu Inje Sisi. He was speaking during the Mbu Inje Sisi Ndani.
Oh, shit.
So every time hata nikipiga robo nimwambia Mbu Inje Sisi Ndani.
Anajua.
But I understand.
I think that's the bullshit. If you can switch it up, because kama Capital, ushesikiza Capital FM, there are these girls who read news and I always find them to be very interesting. Because watanza tu kama, my name is Nyokafi Masharia. Hapo hiyo Nyokafi Masharia itakam na accent ya Kisapere.
Yeah.
Alafu switches back to ile accent ingine.
Yes, yes.
I respect that more than wanze
kutohoa.
Okay, hizo vitu za.
Yes, yes.
It's like, it's your name. Don't start to wang
it. You get even mosquitoes, what?
Mosquitoes.
Sisindani.
Sisindani.
Yes. Love that. I'm going to take that. Yeah.
I'm just funny, like, when you're talking about speaking English,
yeah.
Still, moon propaganda stand up comedy sana. So, but there's a stand up comedian who can say that Hajay understand how English is the most spoken language in the world. Am I even the
most
second.
Popular?
Was sort of sema that French is spoken more, but it's debatable. Not French, Chinese, mm. But it's debatable because Chinese is just China. So, the size of England. Do you know how small England is?
No, please tell me. In terms of
England
square
is
kilometers?
Less than a quarter of Kenya.
Wow.
And this is the most spoken language in the world. Like, you can take the whole of Britain, now the whole of Britain, mm. and fit it into Kenya 2.5 times.
Crazy.
And this is the most spoken. Inakuonyesha kabila, if with weapons, watu wataongea Kiswahili kwa hii world. Jako tunaingia US, kutoka leo ni Kiswahili. And then yes. They start.
It comes with pride because nakumkata Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Ni Ricky Gervais, amani. Amani Ricky Gervais. Simuita Gervais, alikuwa anasema. I don't understand. Ati you understand watu wakisema ati they don't understand English.
Mm.
If you go to Paris, just speak English.
Mm.
Ikushinda, speak louder. Come on, ski, smash the whole place up. So I think we are English wana kujanga na pride fulani.
Mm.
Like this is the best form of communication to shake come up now.
Yeah.
It has helped us win wars, get colonies. So
yeah, and that's your mother tongue. That's commendable. Like yeah. If it's your mother tongue and everyone is speaking it, because your great ancestor was a fucker, just went through the world. Aki force wase.
Yeah.
Alafu nini? The bald look, is it inakuwa intentional, inakuwa, is it a statement or is it just fashioned?
I actually shaved my head for a role.
Mm-hmm.
When I shaved it bald, we were doing sketchy Africans.
Mm.
And I was like, well, I asked the director, I was like, what do you think if I had shaved my head for this role? And at first he was like, no. Then he was like, actually, let's go with it. And then when I, after I shot, I was like, actually, I want to keep the bald look a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, so I kept it and experimented and put henna on my head and stuff like that.
Mm. Alafu now we just stuck with it, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, alafu pia, tunabonga jia two early for birds. So two early for birds, Brazen. Ni gani? Yes. Brazen, was it the one about Tomboya?
No, Brazen was about the women. So it was an all-women's edition.
It's the all-women one, yes. Nani told us about it. Yes, yes. Yes. Yeah. How was that?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was such a, wonderful experience. I think also just having people like Zarina Patel who came. Martha Karua also showed up for the show.
Is the one that had, was it a former Mamua Wama?
Yes, Field Marshal Modoni.
Yes, yes.
So she came for the show and she literally was like, the day Kenya truly achieves independence, I'm going to shave my dreadlocks, you know, at the time.
Mm.
And it was just a very spiritual experience and very special to have an opportunity to play heroes that have been there before, because it was talking about stories like Wangu Amakeri, again Zarina Patel, there was Nandi Girl, there was a couple of Field Marshal herself, so it was a very special experience.
Okay. And alafu pia niko na cheki online wanabonga juu ya opening night mishap.
Yeah,
what happened, Con?
So on that night, on that week, the show week for Brazen was the first week of rehearsal for Tinga Tinga the musical.
Okay.
Which Nikina Eric Wainaina walikuwa nafanya, she rehearsed, was producing, and it was a really big show at the time.
Mm.
And we would come in for rehearsals from 8 a.m. up until 4 p.m. And then two early for birds, I would go for two early for birds at 5-6 p.m. So my days were really, really full. And yes. Then on Thursday night, we went up until 3 a.m. because we were doing tech for two early for birds.
Yes.
So I've been singing the whole day. And then I nimemaliza rehearsal yangu 3 p.m. But at 8 a.m., I'm going back to Tinga Tinga so that I can come back for 4 p.m. And because we have a show at 7 p.m. here, two early for birds. And so I was extremely exhausted, number one. That's the context of this whole thing.
Mm.
And then secondly, you know, tech, we didn't do tech that well. And tech and dress rehearsal is when you're supposed to know, okay, nyi mtanifunga, okay, those are the times we are supposed to figure out what are the problems with the costume and with the tech, blah, blah. So me, I'm doing my thing. And then kidogo kidogo, I was doing like a movement thing. Kidogo kidogo, nasikia tu kuna ka upepo. I'm like,
oh shit.
Na sasa ninafanya ka movement even nikiinama. Nashanga, eh, ako ka upepo kametoka wapi? And nikiamka hivi juu, my boob is literally just like, hey, what's up?
It's called a Janet Jackson moment. Huh?
Yo.
Boob so, zaziko zimetinga tingo.
Yo. I'm telling you, nilisimama tu hivi, and then, so the final movement was me looking at the audience and just standing there. Thankfully, my director was very much like, oh my God, switch off the lights, like, uko nyuma. So basically, when I left the stage, because I had a kaleso, it was just halfway there and like half of my boob.
Martha Karoli kwa audience?
I don't know if she was there for that particular show, but yes. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, within the same show, I literally had a blackout moment. There, I remember that day, kuna wimbo nilikuwa naimba, ikakata, like, iyo song imekata. So there was literally 5-7 seconds of silence.
Ooh, damn.
as I wait for my nini. And then when I'm doing that choreography, unaona vile kwa movie, kuna kwa gana mtu amesimama, and there's a spotlight, and there's, you know that, have you seen one of those scenes?
Yeah.
That's literally what I experienced. My brain just shut down. Because I was so tired, I was so fatigued. So even all of these things are happening, and still, nasikia ni kama like I'm just fighting for my life on that stage. So yeah, it was a very dramatic night, but that's why we love theater.
Damn.
By the way, they got what they paid for.
That is more why than... we love it.
Hapo najua ni ile za Chris Rock. Amependa quote Chris Rock, family theory, community theory.
Wow.
Yeah, he was joking about that.
I had a mishap. I think, I don't know, maybe, was it last week? I'm a last week part one.
One of your nuts was left outside. Good old Stuart Ewes. Stuart Ewes. So.
Tell us. I'm a change post.
Go on.
So, I'm going to talk up. So, if you want to talk to me, you're going to washroom. Kama nini unataka ku travel, don't want hizo manini za katikati. So tumetoka hapa, nime rush washroom. And I think I was on a phone call, so nime call out speaker. So kumaliza ku flash ID, nikatoka tu na haraka, niko town hapo, ni Bata Hilton. Yeah, niache, you love my podcast, na nini campus for a photo. So najua nimeshuka tu bus, like 2-5 minutes ago, nimefika hapo, nimepose. So in your time, nimesimama. Nikisimama, na feel, ay!
Kuna kabaridi.
Kuna kabaridi.
Na shindo ni gani hizi?
So, all the way, sasa niko karibu na where Galitos is, ama that is square yetu ya Nairobi.
Yes.
I know, maybe this baridi is too much. Kuangalia, my flyer was open. Luckily.
Na mtu alipiga nayo picha kuambia?
No, I don't know. Sijui kama pia leon, because iliku usiku.
Oh, shit.
Shit, man. So, mkiona picha yangu kwa inje.
Na, ka fly kako
open. With another dude, atuko tumetoka session.
Well, I didn't think that until you said it.
Because ni kama maybe tulikuwa, atumembaliziana kwa kona. And then now, let's take a photo to remember this day.
You'll it definitely remember it now.
Like, yeah. It's funny. Luckily, it's ikona izile boxers, ikona kuambia tina, ikona kabaton hapa.
Yeah.
So sasa now,
it's one of my... Yeah. Kwa nini? Afu na nini?
Nuts.
Vila mesema hivyo, mende remind kitu moja ile waga. Someone was telling us about how states, life ina kuwaga serious design. If a kid notices that and points that your fly is open, that's enough for you to end up on the sex offender list.
Oh, wow.
And it's a coaccidental. Kwa zao make mistake kukwe, sikuizi vile watu wanafanya vitu za ajab, ati unamotua, commando!
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Inako gana nile? Nane, commando! What's his name? Kelo Max kwa Pognamatin.
Pognamatin, yes.
I think kuna pali yose maaga yu. Kitembe hapo alafu kwe, kakukana swing, if a kid sees it,
yeah.
sex offender list.
I like how they take seriously like such crimes.
Eh, but you know you're not going to accidental to right?
Accidental yeah. For sure.
Like uko wezi end up kwa oh Masai culture unza ruka hivi alafu ibaki huko mtoyone nuts. Mommy nuts. Stories zako zimeishia hapo.
Yeah.
Alafu eh so hii tinga tinga mliperform paka New York Victory Theater.
Yes.
So how many shows was it just like how many shows how many weeks?
We did 2 weeks and then we do a show I think from Wednesday up until Sunday. So those are what like probably eight shows per week.
Yes. Oh. Eh, we come billy billy.
Yeah.
Damn, okay. Yeah. And how was it?
At some point, oh, it was beautiful. I mean, experiencing think you know, this is something that I had always thought about Broadway. Oh, it would be nice to perform at Broadway. And then you get to do it at like what 23 and you're like, "Wow, this is so dope." And at the time you're doing it with people who are like the legends in the industry really.
Yeah.
If you think about it, Eric Wainaina, Atemi, Chris Adwar, and it was beautiful to be thrown into such a highly professional environment. And also just seeing the kind of systems that they have over there compared to how we, you know, facilitate our things here. So that was, yeah, it was such a beautiful experience.
Na mulipatiwa tu nini? Walipatiwa tu visa tu hivyo. Kusikupata visa sinuena kwa gashida na hizi vitu. I think even Trump alikuwa natishia tu next year World Cup.
Yeah.
The visas are not guaranteed.
Yeah, but I think, you know, these guys found a way and, you know, if we are saying we're exporting our talent and all of those things, I think there's a little bit of walielewana. Like a marriage once again. I think that's the theme for today.
Oh, okay.
You let this go.
Well, which is good. As long as your coffee. Ile kitu sit na sasa cuz you bado hujamarika, si ndio?
No.
Cuz kinu sasa una plan, is it something you want?
Yes.
In the future?
Yes.
If you do it, just STFU. Just shut the fuck up. Yeah. I know you want to share. Ataki kuja. Please share.
Yeah.
You know this time we're in London. Share. Oh my God.
Cheki. I love you. Like, cheki, akutolezile. It's in your past. Doesn't matter. Sidanga nyike.
Ninyamaze. It's a trap. It's
like I used to go to church, then I go home.
It's like when a babe asks you, oh, okay, so
how many girls?
Tell me about, you know. The colleague at work or something like
I want to be mad. You don't want to open that Pandora's box. It gets ugly so fast. See, the same thing watu shindagwa, like at how can a man disown? A man will raise a kid for 15 years, find out the kid is not his and move out and never deal with that kid again, and you'll be there like, how
now?
Dudes are just, we are strange. Strange like that. And so to go back to apa ni pure uli direct a book and its cover as your thesis. So alafu kasema ilikuwa flop. So a book and its cover, wacha tuanze na this famous phrase, never judge a book by its cover. I find that to be a bullshit phrase, ama like you can judge a book by its cover. Kama imeandikwa tu vizuri hapa nude photos alafu kule watu wamevaa wagochi, you can judge a book by its cover, I think, ama.
But you can, because it's human of you to make an impression the minute you meet someone, right?
Yes.
But that's not all there is to them for sure. Yes.
I think Shidangwa knew this phrase itself, never judge a book by its cover.
But it's not
if it's a book.
Oh yes.
I'm covering like una check it.
Well, you're taking it in the literal sense.
Yes, yes. Like hapo wahenga wangetumia kitu kingine, never judge. Never judge a man by his clothes. Okay, makes sense.
But a book.
Yeah, but fair enough. Book. So kwani ilikuwa flop, like what happened?
You know, so to put a little bit of context, first of all, thank you so much for asking me about a book and its cover. That's my most precious work, but no one knows about it. So thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome. I love it very much. So anytime I hear someone knows about it, I'm like, wow, thanks. You know that thing, unajua kama msanii kuna vitu zenye unapenda, alafu kuna vitu zenye watu audience yako wanapenda.
Yes.
And most of the time it's never the same thing.
Mm.
Anyway, so to give a little bit of context of what that piece was, it was it's a scene from Frankenstein. Are you guys familiar with Frankenstein?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I had watched an adaptation of it at the National Theatre in the UK. During COVID, walikuwa wanaeka hizo productions out for free on YouTube. So I watched it on YouTube.
Yes.
And I was very curious. I was like, it's interesting how these roles, like how these guys have played the roles, you know, as men. Mm. And I wondered, does the dynamic change if we gave women the same roles? So okay. We didn't change the dialogue. We didn't change the what, because it was about a creator and its creation. And yes. So in my head, I'm like, that's practically a mother and a baby. So what would that dynamic look like if we gave women those same roles that these men have played? And it was played by Benedict Cumberbatch and I think it was Johnny Lee Miller. And it was a beautiful, beautiful production. Mm. Anyway, so I wanted to approach it. As a director, I'm very experimental. Even as an actor, I like things that stretch me physically. I like to, like, as a director, give me the challenge of creating a plane with my body. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Like, instead of bringing the plane and putting a plane here, how can I make a table with my body? How can we use actors to create a table on stage as yes. opposed to having a physical table? Anyway, so I wanted to approach it with a very abstract style, meaning you have to find things out. It's not a lazy nini. Like, as an audience member, you have to discover things. They're very, it could mean anything. It could mean whatever you want it to mean, right?
Mm.
And so, you know, this was my first time. Okay, it was my second time directing, but then I was directing it over Zoom. Because remember, COVID had just hit and there was no way to create things. So I was like, And then people had not started doing things online. But as uko UK, watu walishaanza kufanya online. So for me, it was almost a regular thing. We were already doing classes online, etc. So I told my teacher, okay, how about I direct a scene, but I'll direct it over Zoom. So my team was in Kenya, but I was in the UK. Alafu nina direct. Alafu najua hizo matimes Zoom ilikuwa 40 minutes alafu ina nini?
Inabidi mtafute link ingine.
Haya, kuna internet problems as well. Haya, remember it's also my first time directing. And then that show would be, it ilikuwa ishutiwe one take. It's a 20-minute thing and it had to be one take.
Yes.
So it can't, akuna atiku cut in between. So anyway, I did it and for the most part, people didn't get what I was trying to do, honestly. Kulikuwa tu na ile ya, alafu na ile expectation ya, Kafi Mashari is doing a show online and she's directed it over Zoom. So we had really hyped that e-story may direct you over Zoom. People have not seen this before. People want to see, how are we creating over Zoom and stuff. So it had a lot of hype before the show. Where? After the show, silence. People are not talking about it. You know, that's how you know. That's how you know it's like, either they didn't like it. I finally had to hate on it because, you know, at least they got something out of it.
I could get at a hate.
So, like, no one is hating on it.
Yeah.
No one is. I mean, there were some, at least the ones who hated on it were not vocal about it, right? So no one is, just no one.
Just complete silence.
Just complete silence. No one cared about it. And it was just like, gosh, I'm kuget. And I even did a focus group after. And that's when I got to understand, the vision really did not translate, you know. Mm. But years later, I think it was last year, I did a show called Diverse.
Okay.
It was a poetry show. And that for me was literally like, this is what I was trying to do with the book and its cover. I just did not have the know-how at the time. But Diverse was like, it was abstract, but people got it. Like, people understood what we were trying to do with the stuff and how the actors were doing stuff. And it was very well written, to be honest, by Ngatia, who is actually one of the co-founders for Tuali for Birds. And for me now, Diverse was literally the thing to Young and Yokafi, like, this is what you're trying to do. You just didn't know how to. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I say vitu pia najua, if you don't try out and fail, masomagala, failure is what teaches takes you to the next level.
Absolutely.
Alafu Actors Anonymous ilikuwa a one woman show. So majuzi pia tulikuwa na, what's her name? Jemima. Auntie Jemima.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, yeah, yes. I love so that. How's that a one woman show? Like, what are you doing on stage? Because I'm seeing like you performed different characters, yes?
Yes. So Actors Anonymous was a show that I did just before I left the UK.
Okay.
And it was essentially ni kama napendanga kufanya mashows about my experience, but yeah, it really
that's the best.
Yeah, it's Actors Anonymous was an expression of someone who has moved outside of home, and you know, you're in a different country, and of course the expectations from home are like ukishaenda majuu me make it. That's you and your assumption.
Yes.
And then now, as an immigrant, you find so many dynamics over there, right? There are so many opportunities that you're also locked out of. There's visa restrictions. There's, for instance, as a student in the UK, I could only work for 20 hours. So also, financially, kuna vile mumeni lock, right?
Yes, yes.
Kuna opportunities zingine that you're not able to pursue. And it's just the whole, it was the expression of how systemically some of these things can just sort of make you not achieve the things that you are looking to achieve, but also now that versus the expectations of now I'm coming back, and there's like, you know, cha tuone sasa umefanya nini, are you a better actor, number one, you know, there's expectations from the industry. I remember when I came back and I had just gotten onto the set of Selena, and I was so nervous because people are trying to see nini uko nayo sasa.
Yeah, umetoka Britain.
Sasa umesomea hii kitu, hebu tuonyeshe. And you know, like, that can even make you just, the fear actor paralyzes you even. And I keep saying acting is relaxing. If you're not relaxed, you're not able to give your best. And so I was just like, Kai, do hata mimi najishuku nini nimerudi nayo, you know. And so it was just expressing the fears that you have as an immigrant, but also just as someone who's coming back home, and there's all of these things that you have to deal with. And yeah, and we recorded the show, so so we were streaming the show live, so you could watch, people at home were watching, and but also like I'm literally in the space doing it. Yes.
Okay. Alafu, any co-founder of Shots from Africa. So, correct. Shots from Africa is out. Is it a film production company? Is it?
Yes, it's a film and theater company.
Okay.
Yes. And I co-own it with Nice Givinji, the actor.
Okay. Nice namjua.
Yes.
Nice. Najua nice.
Yes. And so we started by doing short plays during COVID. And obviously now at the time, she was here and I was in the UK. So that's how we started doing short plays on Instagram.
Okay.
And then when I came back, we're like, okay, so do we actually put up the shows? And then now we started doing theater shows. And then Pole Pole, we did short films. And so, you know, we just evolved as time went by.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love Pioli Ishindaga, ni best lead actress.
Yes.
2022. Which movie was this?
This was Chaguo.
Oh, Chaguo. Yes. What's Chaguo about?
Chaguo was, it was the classic sort of Romeo and Juliet story, but now if you were to put it in a Kenyan context, it's the forces that they're fighting is, you know, the tribal wars, because it's a guy from a Luo family and a lady from, we didn't really specify the, you know, the tribes of the family.
Murima.
But it's the classic, if you were to talk about a tribal nini in Kenya, the two tribes that come to your mind most probably is just, is the Luo and the
Ziwa and Murima.
Exactly.
As Batan.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was just showing, you know, that love supersedes everything, all of these things. Yeah. So these two people would bring
breaks boundaries. Together.
It breaks boundaries and tribes, really.
Love Index One. See, you know, Index One.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes to mind ni chuo.
Kulikuwa
na Index One. Alafu sasa kulikuwa na sisi zile Index What the fuck.
Yes.
So sisi watu wa Index What the fuck tunashindwa. Umeamua tu kutupeleka back to
trauma.
School trauma.
It's interesting that
Index One 65.
Kwa nini mko traumatized? Amkuwa good in school ama ni amku enjoy school?
I don't know if I was good in school. Yangu it's up for debate. Like, cause nilikuwa pia na kwa shule ya manads. So I don't even remember my index. Nilikuwa starch. I don't remember my index was what.
I see.
But from three, I played around. I fucked around and I found out. So index yangu ilikuwa huko mwisho. I think we had like 216 students. I think my index was like one.
Right.
One something, was it? 170 something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, ilikuwa huko chini.
Oh,
so for four, I had to be serious. Okay. But sasa ilikuwa ga, ilikuwa nasemekana that someone who's marking your exam can look at your index number and judge. So I think me ilikuwa judged harshly.
Oh.
But,
Ah, wow. Me ilikuwa index 165.
Okay, we need next one.
Yeah.
So okay. Makes
but
sense.
Sasa now, like, kwetu, if you did, kama ulikuwa unafanyia nini exam zako kwa hall.
Yeah.
sasa hondo ilikuwaga. Sisi tumemaliza paper.
Yeah.
Na bado hajamaliza, zao zichukuliwa. So like best grades ziko zinatoka huko.
Kwa hall.
Kwa hall. Sasa hizo zingine sasa tuko kwa classes. So ulikuwa unajua tu even the rest of the school kisikia tu maybe form 4 wamemaliza paper yao.
Yeah.
They are looking forward to kama watu wenye toka hall wako na stress. Kwa sisi tulikuwa tunatoka tukicheka.
Mnacheka yenyewe yote.
Na nikem.
Yeah.
Wow. Wengine wanatoka wako so serious like. Yeah, there was nothing serious in anything. But it didn't mean that you were stupid. But yeah, me, I blame it on hata mi cheka. Because most of the things even to revisit is topics that you... Because sasa wife alikuwa chop. Alikuwa chop. But sasa to revisit, mimi ndo namkumbusha most of the stuff. I go like, oh, likuwa index.
Nashundwa ni gia.
Yes.
Because index likuwa kuchoma.
Huku mnafunzo tu kukram. Mimi zile vitu alikuwa naleta kwa paper just didn't feel like I'm making too much.
So index one, why call it that?
So,
and does it have anything to do with school?
It does. So, we, anytime I look at my journey as an actor, as a performing artist, it feels like I'm excelling, but actually the journey is defined by every time for me to get to that point where you feel like I've excelled. It's always like there's three failures behind it. There's three things that have pulled me behind. But all you get to see as an audience is, oh, Nyoka Afrika Radio is doing well. But by the time it is doing well, my goodness, locations, you mefanya nini, oh, simu. Like by the time you actually get to see that clip, there are so many failures behind it. There's so many hurdles that we have had to go through, right? But then that's what success is. It's like you said, it's failing and failing until now you get the thing. You figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. And we felt like this resonated a lot with, you know, we wanted something that, because the show essentially is going back and looking back at my journey. We wanted something that a millennial would see and instantly relate to. Because as you said, when you see Index One, there's something that almost everyone in this country knows about index numbers, right? But also at the same time, we wanted to give it a different meaning, because again, you've said Index One gives you that trauma, because you think of the teacher's pets, you think of, you know, all the people who are excelling in school, but we want it to have a different meaning, which is, what are you good at today? What are you Index One in today? Because that's what matters. Because a lot of us were told, you know, wewe ni mjinga, utawai kuwa engineer. Hey, na hizo akili wewe, hakuna mali utafika wewe. You know, a lot of us have stories of, you know, certain teachers that said some comments that did not sit well with us or followed us throughout our high school lives. But now, this show is trying to bring you back to that thing that you love and you're good at.
Okay.
For instance, you will go to kwa nini?
By the way,
damn, nikiwa chuo.
Yeah.
My yangu will evolve. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, funnily enough, I wanted to be a banker.
Right.
Why? Because I loved numbers. Yes.
Okay.
Then in high school, I wanted to be an electrical engineer. I even did you went to electricity, your exam.
Yeah.
Actually did electricity. I've always loved science to a certain level.
Oh.
Right.
But then grade zangu zikakata, because time yetu ilikuwa hard kunini, because I think with B+, you can get a lot of stuff that you want. My B+, nilirushwa tu kwa Bachelor of Science to general.
Yeah.
Ended up doing mathematics and chemistry. So that's what I have a degree in. Have I ever used it? No. I've not used it. Do I regret? Not really. Because I also think it campo ili ni open ya other doors. Like I think I ended up in the media space because of campus. So there's that. But kuna hiyo trauma ya. But I'm also happy that never worked out. I love my life right now. Nice. I wouldn't. Wacho kuna wasomezwe yo routine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't enjoy that.
Yeah.
Like, kama even the day of the shoot, I was worried about maybe ukiwa na shida yote alafu you call me before 10 hautanipata niko mteja. Acheki, for a lot of people that's weird, like mteja. So mimi nakuwa mtu wa 10 ndio naamka, niko like So I try to imagine a situation whereby I have to be in the office at 8. So I'm so happy that that didn't work out. Yeah. So I think you need something for people like, just because you want something in school, if it doesn't work out, it's okay.
Yeah.
But at least you studied something you love, which is beautiful. You know? And you can see, someone can see from the things that you do.
Right.
You do things that,
yeah,
zimetoka from where, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Na wewe, unataka nini?
A funny thing, nilikuwa nataka kuwa astronomer. I was always fascinated.
The name us. Dr. Dre, I get more ass than an astronaut.
Yes, I get it.
He misunderstood that sentence.
So I was widely fascinated na, you know, planets and how, you know, existence
interesting
of people na nini. Now, even if you look at zile episodes niko na watch, like star stuff, the nini, and that's why I loved Neil deGrasse. Yes. Like way back, it was 2009 or 2010.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse was.
Nilikuwa nazichora, I used to draw all the 9 planets and then as a name. So after that, I got a very boring geography teacher. So I ended up teaching geography. So, and sasa nikachukua history and stuff like that. So nilikuwa nataka kuwa a researcher at some point. So nilikuwa nataka tu kuona tu, maybe just try, curious to just digging around, maybe unearthing vitu zenye watu wajanini. It's a form of geology now, but now people's lives. So at some point I also wanted to be on radio.
Interesting.
Funny, because I loved music.
Yeah.
So maybe I wanted to be on radio.
Kuna time sasa nilikuwa na feel hii ngoma ni kali sana, but you know the people around me are chewy. So nilikuwa like, can I actually be in a place, I'm a platform and I'm introducing people to music. And maybe even how we met, some things align too.
Yeah, vitu align.
Ilikuwa gatu ni music. It was a music event.
Yeah.
So yes, now here we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
We of course, you always wanted to do film and
actually do. Yeah, at a point, nikiwa mdogo, I wanted to be a lawyer. You know how at the time it was either lawyer, engineer, or accountant.
Yes. Lawyer, engineer, doctor.
Bas. Yeah. Doctor is the right one, in fact. So I thought, me, I want to be a lawyer because, you know, my dad was like, hey, unapenda kuagyu sana. So probably a lawyer is the best thing. And then at some point, when my mom used to take me to the salon, I used to be so fascinated by how people tell stories in the salon. So at some point, my dream was to be a saloonist. I was just like, it's such a cool place to be. Like, people just wake up and then they come, wanashukana tu wakichapa. I was like, that sounds like that feels like a really good life. And then now, I was supposed to go to KU and do economics and statistics. That's what I was called to do in KU. But then we found this scholarship opportunity in Daystar. So that's how I ended up in Daystar.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, Index One, you're doing it the second time, Sasa, is it?
Yes, we are doing it the second time.
Yeah. So I think about to explain like more about it and then tell us more about the first time and now why the second time.
Yes. I think my biggest, it wasn't really a surprise because I think we sort of were intentional about it in the writer's room. But my biggest blessing with Index One is the it's the response that people would come with. It's how people would say, like, you know, I really forgot that I like riding bikes. You know, because again, the show is calling you to literally go back. For instance, for you, I'm curious to know, how can you go back to like astronomy and exploring the things that you liked? And because you said it yourself, we pick up dreams along the way that we really have no business doing. But it's just because, you know, society ilisema, CPA, ukitoka high school, fanya CPA, one, two, nini, and then you end up being an accountant. Then you realize, I actually do not enjoy being an accountant. I just do this because I want to and that kind of thing. And so there were such raw moments during the first show. Like literally, you guys, it was like a church. Honestly, to test him, because we have a part in the show where we ask the audience about what they wanted to be when they were children. And you realize as adults, all of us have such innocent dreams. We all had, you know, imaginations of what our lives would be, and then there's what we have today, right? And it was a very honest moment of just experiencing other humans away from, you know, this is a beautiful theatrical experience.
Yes.
It was such a grounding moment for both the cast members and the audience to experience each other at a way. It felt like we had all just put our guards down.
Yes.
And I remember there's a guy who said, you know, and there's a section where we ask people, what are the small things that make you happy? For instance, when you have when you have a great episode and that made you happy on that day.
Yes.
And we're calling it a hug from God. That's the phrase that we are using.
Okay.
Right. Or my daughter kissed me in the morning before I left, and that really put a smile on my face. And we would ask that. And I remember this lady said, you know, it's when her daughter comes back from school every day. And when she sees her, it's just like that literally completes her day. There's a guy who was talking about how he was going through a suicidal period, and then his child was born. For some reason, I'm revolving around children, but his child was born, and literally that completely shifted his mind space at the time. And he was just saying how his wife was there for him, and the wife was sat there, and we were all just like, oh my God, this is so cute, you guys, you know. And it was I think the most amazing thing about this show is that every show is different, because every audience has a different experience. So even for us as cast members, we get to hear these stories for the first time for each show, and no show can be the same because, you know, it's a different,
audience.
It's a different audience. And so I think this was a very, it really is a show that calls you back to your dreams as a person. You get to see my story, but actually, eventually, you go back asking yourself, na by the way, mbona niliacha kufanya nini this and this? You know, mbona niliacha kufanya, I liked computers, for instance. How did I end up in this? And so I think that's my most proud thing about what we've achieved with the show.
Okay, okay.
It's interesting. Now, Gulu mesema hivyo.
Yeah.
I wonder what, you know, index one was to my parents.
Right.
Yes. Maybe they, it's just your time, there was no room to become who you want to be, but I'm sure they had dreams.
Exactly.
I think vile tu nisema pia, the universe aligns. Because me nikiangalia from, since I was a kid, always loved music and always wanted to share the music I was listening to, because I was the sort of guy who listens to weird music. So I used to listen to reggae before reggae was cool. Right now reggae is cool. Watu ingina watakata. Then started listening to hip-hop. And ended up with what, a hip hop show, acheki. Like it's inakuwa interesting, cause I'll be the sort of person takachi na mtu and I'm listening to music, and like I can play 5 songs, I'll just skiza 4 songs. I've never even heard of that artist, because we're like saying, like I always say that for Kenyans in Britain, there's a guy I know from Nigerian parents but born and raised in Britain, to Jacob Banks. You know him?
No.
You're going to love him.
Yeah.
Because I know you love singing. You're going to love Jacob Banks. And one of the things I love about Jacob Banks, Jacob Banks, Unknown to You, that was a very big single of his.
Okay.
And look at his performances. You'll see like 5 performances and every time it's different.
Interesting.
And the other thing, Pele Nibambani, there's something that, I think it's called Don't Grow Up On Me. And when he's performing, so this is this part where he talks about my afro, and it's a white girl and she's singing along about her afro.
Oh, wow.
This is interesting. So yeah, Jacob Banks, I think you love Jacob Banks. You, the way you love singing.
Try to imagine. Nimemtafuta ukiona mali nyokafika radio jo ni wewe.
Yeah. Like Jacob, I love, cause kitu ni bamba tu nikisikia Nigerian parents. Eh, I know. Like this, Africa produced this. Like wagena ni jazz sana. So so when is it happening? There's a new one, is?
Yes, 13th and 14th of December.
Okay.
And when is this episode coming out? Can we announce our surprise?
Yeah. It's coming out coming out on Wednesday.
Wednesdays will be on.
Okay.
Wednesday, yes.
Okay. So we are switching it up a little bit. There's a role called Jonte in the show. And we are going to get some of your favorite musicians to play the role. So you've seen them singing, but have you seen them acting while singing?
Okay, damn.
Okay.
And we have some very, very exciting yeah, people then playing happen, it. Happen? It happened at Brayburn on the 13th and 14th of December. You can get your tickets at wagtickets.com or mook.com.
Okay, WAG.
Yes.
Wives and girlfriends.
Listen, if that makes you sleep at night, yes. Wives and girlfriends, tickets.co.k.
But yeah, are you also now launching your music career?
Yes.
Because you can sing, man. There's some nini mko mnafanya. Was it with Zaitun? There's something you're doing in the car.
Yeah.
And I was there like, damn, how is this other video of you doing a South African song?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, and, this girl can sing.
A Congolese one. Mapesi, oh,
yeah. Makoma. Because they're coming next year, by the way. Ebumunite, makoma, we.
Yeah, so that's the name. So why, finally, what had kept you? Was it fear?
Yeah, you know, I am around so many brilliant musicians, and I mean brilliant. So yangu ina feeling kama child's play. You know when you are like with the giants and giants surrounding you, una feel kama wewe unaimba katatata. This is how I think I sound, at least when I'm around them. So I think there's a little bit of fear for sure. But I think sometime last year I was like, why am I not doing it? Like, I might as well. I literally went to study music theater. Why is it that I feel like I can't express myself as a singer? So it literally, in fact, there's people who know me as a singer before an actor. Back in the day, immediately I finished high school, I went to a music school where we were being taught. In fact, Professor Hamo was my teacher, my performance teacher.
And does that teach singing?
Hey, Professor Hamo ni singam kali.
No wonder me shindo.
Oh my god.
And is that ku switch
you?
Let me tell you, Professor Hamo alikuwa band inaitwa Tamasha Band Nakuru. And every Wednesday they used to do something called rush hour. Milango za Nakuru Players Theater hazingefungika because of how people used to jar that place. And you were lucky to get a spot to perform at rush hour. Professor Hamo and Tamasha Band used to shut that place down. Like, he is so such Professor, a brilliant performer.
So Professor Hamo is what? Is a Jamie Foxx? Because comedy...
Professor Hamo started as a singer. Comedy ni kitu tulimjulia. Sasa watu wanakuru. When he started going to Churchill, is when he was like, oh, you can be a comedian.
So no comedian, that's nani, Jamie Foxx. Because Jamie is a comedian, singer.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Professor Hamo ni performer mkali. Let me tell you guys don't have not seen. That man can shut down a concert... Like, and as a chapa, a 2-hour show singing. And you see now he's funny as well. So that's why he had all of that charisma and stuff.
Maybe there's a clip I saw. He's in a church somewhere.
Yes.
Na likuwa meitwa Job MCing. So I think it was watu walikuwa naimba, then he picked it up. I'm there like,
you guys.
Seneza imba.
So even in the show, we feature him. Like, there's a story about Professor Hamo and stuff like that. Like, in Index One now, because he was very instrumental in my journey as well.
Oh, Naikuru. Naikuru is an interesting place.
Well, yeah, Naikuru has raised stars. I can name even 10.
So far, sit na jogani? Avril ni Naikuru.
Yeah.
Avril went to Moi Forces, which by the way, I also went to Moi Forces, but years back. There's Professor Hamo. There is Isaiah Evans, who is a director. There is
I time unatafuta mtu acha niseme I think Doug Mtai pia claims Nakuru.
Yes,
because stand up collective, like
stand up collective,
start up, start that shit.
Yes.
There's a guest salute here ako Finland, who's also nakumbuka jamaa alikuwa anatuambia about Finland. He was from Nakuru.
Nice. Chris Makena.
Nani pia?
Chris Moreidi, rather. Sorry.
Yeah, Chris Moreidi. Okay, yes. Nani pia? What's his name? This guy. Your name, Potea. Many Potezana, so is that Chris.
Sorry.
Damn, but your name,
Potea.
Who was he, nani? The comedian, the funny comedian. One of the funniest comedians in Kenya, funniest actors. Damn, Shitty.
Shitty no Nakuru.
Yeah, Shitty na kwa Nakuru pia.
I know.
Tumbili.
I love that.
Nat is the shit.
Goofy, the poet.
Okay.
From Nakuru.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Damn, okay. What Nakuru. One,
Faith Kibathi, single Kiasi. I was in the same high school with Faith Kibathi. Anyway.
Okay. Mkoko wingi. So, nacheki kuna collaboration nakuja nayo ya tajiri kuzincheki ya tajiri pia nilimcheki mkiduni ni naye
right
so is there even a real song kujaing ama
Yaya has written my first song
oh,
yes okay. We wrote that song with him inaitwa itakuwa sawa which we also feature it in the show actually
okay
it's a very you can get it on TikTok to jai release bado
so need to snippets for TikTok
to snippets kwa TikTok but also on my YouTube channel you can find it and it's a very beautiful song actually
okay
yeah.
Okay oh damn but I think one of the things lazima tupatie your flowers for you. You're someone who found what they're good at and I think you've explored it in from all sectors najua like ume try ku get the best out of it and I think be another beautiful thing ni yo now wacha tuongeja NCR like what are the dreams with it because I find it and I see it's a very good idea alafu I always say like to do something consistently at some point it has to bring in some money
yeah
but now the fact that kuna time kuna kuna music in the background
yeah.
That takes them away the money from
yeah.
you so is there a way to do it design where yes kutakuwa na ile ya social media alafu
yeah.
kuna nyingine tena
yeah
yeah ku generate your income so that you can do it more and more and more
yeah.
is there
yes we are in the you know middle of trying to figure out how to structure it even just as a product to find ways that we can you know monetize it but I think at the moment I think brands are the ones that are at the back of our minds because I think also one of the things I'm really proud of is we also feature people who are not well known but they are really really good at what they do
yes.
and so you know our aim at the end of the day is to absolutely like put Kenyan music out there because unajua kwanza kwa watu wa kusemanga Kenyan music sijui nini atupendi kusikiza Kenyan music and stuff like that.
That's not wrong. Kwenda.
Yeah. I and as a someone who really enjoys music and consumes a lot of music, that's one of the things we want to do. But definitely we're looking to have brands just come on board and, you know, be movers of this industry and promote the pop culture in Kenya really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Nyokavi.
Yes.
Thank you mono.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, tumefurahia hii conversation.
Iza
juu ya kufanya utete madem hapa.
Lazima nitetee madem. We mimi kule nitaenda lazima niwatete.
Basi sasa umetoka at some point uko nafikia Israel yani masajonist, sindio?
Si ndio?
Tumejaza tu masajon.
Huko ni wapi? Huko ni wapi?
Because majuzi nimecheka nilikuwa online and someone had written Africa has been paid to push an anti-marriage agenda. They're like, I'm married. I keep telling people I've been married for like close to 11 years.
Right.
How the hell am I pushing an anti-marriage agenda?
Kwa hivyo wende uko na successful marriage. You are the silent ones we were talking about.
Yeah, like
kwa hivyo tukusikize.
Mnafaa kwa mnanisikiza kia mtakai kunisikia. Yini mwako gala, we tell each other everything. Right now, yes, the present and the future tell each other. Yini the past.
Yeah.
Let's do this a choa chaneni. So, let's go with that to the grave.
Tumesikia hiyo maneno.
Yeah.
When I'm married, I'll come back to report.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it works or not.
Atu kidanganyo, like, just tell me. Yeah. It won't hurt my feelings.
Nisisikie.
It would hurt my feelings.
Good to know.
Yeah. Is this the best you ever had? Yes! Like, ilikuwa ni Ludacris and who? The best you ever had. Asha and Luda. There used to be that song.
Yeah.
Best you ever had.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to pretend it's the best. That's the best. Like you can do better. Feelings.
Kwisha.
I love you na kwa nini. But hey, imekuwa ni episode 560.
Yay.
Damn.
Hey, congratulations, guys.
Yes.
That means a lot.
For 80 weeks.
Yes.
Someone can have a single episode you can watch every
Crazy.
Day for 80 weeks.
Crazy.
Yes. So episode 560. Kama kawaida tusema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia tukisema eko nene.
Eko nene.
Eko nene.